For many people, their fate and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people's businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems. People need some interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job, financial advisor Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, we have a lot to get to today, but virtually all of it is going to be about this Democratic town hall on LGBT issues. And it was just a pander fest. Not only was it a pander fest, all Democrats had to do was not be crazy, and they failed radically. Democrats have decided that they are going to go all out crazy on social leftist issues. And this is where you get into the issues, the kind of issues that divide Americans beyond all recognition. If you want the country to actually divide, all you have to do is keep putting your thumb directly in the social issues and just pushing. That's all you have to do, because there are certain principles that Americans are not going to compromise on. And if Americans are forced to choose between adherence to religious principle, adherence to moral principle, what they teach their children, and the dictates of the social left, they will stand with their own religious and moral principles. And if they are castigated as bigots, they are still not going to cave to the social left. They're not going to cave to the editorial board of the New York Times or the anchors at CNN. They're not going to cave to the board members at the Human Rights Council or the Human Rights Campaign who tell them that their attendance at church and their teaching scripture to their children or teaching their children traditional natural law principles about human behavior, that this is somehow bigotry, that this somehow manifests animus. They're not going to do that. And if the Democrats, if the left in this country decide that they're going to shut down religion in the country, if they decide they're going to shut down any moral principle that differs from theirs on very personal moral issues, including issues regarding how they raise their children with regard to gender and sex, then this country is simply not going to last. Because if you have states like California that decide to go full social leftist and effectively make illegal any viewpoint that is not the social left line, everybody who is not that is going to have to move out of the state. And you're going to see a vast separation in the country. And if you want two Americas, this is how you're going to get it. Not through economics, not through Medicare for all. Those are open debates that can be had. But if you are fundamentally questioning the principles of a fellow American to the point where you are effectively threatening to indoctrinate their children with your principles because you think that your principles are so sacrosanct and their principles are so evil, well, that is the basis for actual conflict in the country. I don't think it'll come to armed conflict in this country. I think instead what you will have is a vast population separation and then a mutual parting of ways if this continues. The reason I say this is because I actually spent some time watching that Democratic town hall last night, the so-called equality town hall, the LGBT town hall. And it was not about equality. It was about discrimination against religious people. It was about rage against people who disagree with the prevailing social left agenda. It is that simple. That is what that was. And it was not about, we just want tolerance. We just want acceptance. First of all, tolerance and acceptance are not the same thing. They're not. I tolerate lots of behavior that I don't accept. I tolerate lots of behavior that I believe to be wrong, right? That is what it means to be American, is to tolerate viewpoints and behavior that you may not think is wrong, but that does not actually change your life or hurt you in any way. Okay, toleration and acceptance, not exactly the same thing. But the Democrats want to go one further, and that is celebration. Eric Erickson, my colleague, as I said before, you will be made to care. And it's not just you will be made to care. Or it's not just enough for you to throw up your hands and say, listen, do what you want, float your whatever floats your boat. That's not enough. What the left wants is your approval. Right? It's not just acceptance, it's approval. They want your celebration. If you are not properly celebrating, this is evidence that you are a bad, bad person who's benighted and indoctrinated by centuries of religious bigotry and all of this. And the Democrats went full bore on that last night. They were cutting campaign commercials for Donald Trump last night. If you want Americans to go out and vote for Donald Trump, do this. Because I'll be honest with you, over the last week, Trump's had a terrible week. Trump's had an awful week between all the impeachment gate talk and Ukraine and President Trump pulling out of the Kurdish areas of northern Syria and getting blowback from his own party for that. It's made him an extremely unattractive candidate for a lot of people in the middle. and even a few people on the right. But if you want people like me to walk over broken glass on my knees to vote for Trump, all you have to do is tell me you're going to outlaw my synagogue. That's all you have to do. All you have to do is tell me that you're going to tell me I can't raise my kid the way I feel I should raise my kid. Because let me tell you something. You don't know my kid's name. You don't know a damn thing about my kid. And I will raise my kid better than you will. And so I'm talking to you, Elizabeth Warren, and Cory Booker, and Amy Klobuchar. If you think you can educate my kid better than I can educate my kid, you can go F yourself. And I know there are millions, tens of millions, probably hundreds of millions of Americans who feel the same way. And what we saw last night on CNN was an abject attempt to seize the reins of cultural conversation, not just to push, not just to convince, but to cram down. If you are talking about using the heavy hand of government to cram down your social viewpoint, you are no different from the people who you label theocrats on the other side. You say that there are people who are theocratic on the other side, these evil, horrible religious people who want to use religious principle and ram that down on you from above. Right? This is what the left is constantly claiming. And I keep saying, I don't see the theocracy. Where is it? You keep saying Mike Pence is a theocrat. Please name the things that are theocratic that Mike Pence has done. But your religion of social leftism, it is indeed a religion. And you are the ones who are seeking to take control of a government and then use it to destroy how I raise my child, the people with whom I associate, how I practice my religion. I've not done anything to you. I've not done anything to you. I was libertarian on same-sex marriage before Obergefell. Okay, the fact is that you are still trying to come in and wreck my community. You're trying to wreck how I raise my child. You're basically at the verge of threatening my ability to raise my own child. It's insane. I'm going to show you clips from this Democratic town hall in just 1 second, and you will see the animus for religion. You will see the desire to use the federal government as a club to beat into submission anyone who disagrees on social policy. You want a country to last, you have to live and let live. It was funny. I thought that was basically the slogan of the gay rights movement, right? It was live and let live. We're not bothering you. Leave us alone. Fine. Good. Okay, well, I'm not bothering you. Leave me alone. And if you don't leave me alone, well, then I'm going to have to fight back. I'm either going to have to move or I'm going to have to fight back. Those are the only two choices you are leaving available to people when you will not let them live and let live. And when you dictate that their entire way of raising their children is morally wrong and benighted, and that you're, and more than that, not just morally condemning those people, which is fine, right? It's a free country. You can morally condemn whoever you see fit. By the way, the left should know this, right? They're busy morally condemning everybody who disagrees with them that there are 93 separate genders. That attack helicopter is a gender. They're busy telling everyone who's like that that they're ignorant and terrible. But they have no such sympathy for people on the right who say, you know what, I disagree, and I think that there are only two genders, male and female, and that my child is born the biology that they are born. Or that I believe, according to natural law principles, that heterosexual behavior is morally superior to homosexual behavior, not because of religious principle, because of natural law principles that men and women belong together, that they produce families, that produce children, and that is not in any way a justification of discrimination against people who are homosexual. That is not in any way a justification of nastiness against people who are gay. That is not in any way a justification of people discriminating against people who behave in certain ways. But that is a moral judgment. I get to make that moral judgment in my own life and how, when with regard to how I raise my kids and live my life, just as you get to make a moral judgment about me. It's a free country. Feel free. Whatever floats your boat morally. But I'm willing to say that. Some people, a lot of people on the left and the Democratic Party are simply not willing to say that. They're not willing to acknowledge that in any way, shape, or form. And that is what we are about to see. It's not just about social disapproval of people who disagree. It's about using the power of government to target people who disagree. And this is where you raise everybody's hackles. It's not just about you saying that I'm morally wrong because I disapprove of homosexuality on a religious and natural law level. You can say that. Fine. First of all, I don't even care. I don't even know why you care what I think about these things. As I say, I'm libertarian, whatever floats your boat. But it's not about that for the Democrats. For the Democrats, it's about how we enshrine our principles in law and force you to behave in ways that conflict with both your religious and moral principles. And you want to break apart the country? This is the way to do it. We'll get to more of this in a second. We're going to jump into this Democratic town hall because it was truly insulting on virtually every level. I mean, when Barack Obama suggested that religious Americans are bitter clingers, clinging to God and guns and religion, when people talk about the scorn that the high-level left has for traditional Americans and for basically everyone living somewhere between Los Angeles and New York, this is what they are talking about. We'll get to that in just 1 second. First, candid aligners, they can help straighten your teeth faster than traditional wire braces. You remember that time when you were back in middle school, you had to wear the wire braces, really uncomfortable, kind of ugly? You don't have to do that anymore. Just because your teeth have slipped out of alignment doesn't mean that you need to use those awful wire braces. Instead, you should check out Candid. They have an experienced orthodontist who's licensed in your state who will create a custom treatment plan for you. Then Candid shows you a 3D preview so you can see how your teeth will look after you are done. Their aligners are comfortable, removable, completely invisible. Candid ships your aligners directly to you, so there's no hassle of going to an orthodontist's office. Candid costs 65% less than braces. And with each aligner purchase, Candid will donate $25 to Smile Train. They bring safe, 100% free cleft lip and palate treatment to children around the globe. I'm going to have that photo-ready smile ready by the holidays, and you can too. All you have to do is go to CandidCO.com/Ben and use code Ben to get $75 off. I've already started the Candid process myself. That is CandidCO.com/Ben, code Ben, for $75 off. CandidCO.com/Ben, code Ben. Go check them out right now. This Democratic town hall was a full-scale display of insanity. Let's start with the most ardent of the Democrats. So it used to be the Bernie Sanders.
We now go live to North State High School football with Brent Weber.
Good evening, high school football fans, and welcome to the pasture in Cottonwood, California, where tonight two student bodies, two high schools with history, will face off in the South County Collision, the West Valley Eagles entertaining the Anderson High School Cubs in a Northern League clash that should be one of the highlights of this prep campaign. Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Weber, and welcome to the pasture tonight. Junior varsity game is still going on. Right now, West Valley up 34-14, but spirited crowds on both sides. This is a matchup of teams and student bodies, and as I mentioned, schools with history that go, well, basically next door neighbor kind of stuff. Folks just live and play and so on together until they get old enough to go to high school, and that's when they have to make a choice. Is it going to be Anderson? Or is it going to be West Valley sometimes where you live? Or if you're on the border, you might get to choose. But either way, then the line is drawn. Cubs and Eagles, a classic North State matchup tonight, and it should be a very, very good one. The Eagles, the defending Northern Section champions in Division III, coached by Greg Grandel, 190 wins now in his high school coaching career. He has the Eagles 6-0. First time in school history they've gone this deep into the season undefeated. They take on the neighboring Anderson Cubs, 4-1. Also some history there and family history as well, as Don Trotter, the Cubs' second winningest coach all time behind the legendary Bob Reed, he sends his team out with just one loss on this campaign. It came way back in week two at Orland, 55-7. That is a common opponent for these two teams as West Valley defeated Orland. The Cubs lost to them, but otherwise both teams defeated Red Bluff and both teams enter this key NAL matchup healthy and raring to their fans. It is a beautiful night here at the pasture. A nice, clear fall evening. Yes, and people might have worn some sweatshirts, and it's in the 60s, but perfect. No real breeze to speak of. We did have a scare that this game might have to be changed to either being played tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon because of the PG&E power outages. But as we will Grandel in just a moment, those worries, this game was going to go on no matter what. It ought to be a doozy. We will hear from both coaches in our pregame show as we continue this game of the week, by the way, to you by our great friends at Kia Motors on Cypress. Should be a blast tonight. So we will be back first. We will coach of the year last year, and he's still the head coach of the defending section champions. Hey, until somebody beats them, they're still atop the rankings, and they are 1-0 already in league play. This is first league matchup. So we'll be held first and then Coach Trotter when we come back. You're listening to the Game of the Week brought to you by Kia Motors on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever home. Be so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities to yours. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.facebook. On behalf of the entire team, for all of your continued support, as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
No one plans to visit the emergency room. Accidents happen. You need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care and respect for every patient and their family.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Well, we are on the field. It's a junior varsity game going on. It was one of those weeks. Let's begin, Coach Grandel, with Anders Holly would play anytime. But with the PG&E power outages, we weren't really sure. How did that affect preparation?
Well, like you said, you know, it was to the point where we're going to have to bring some vehicles up here and shine the lights. Like, remember the Titans. But, it was a situation where we had to navigate that. You know, we had to have a day Saturday if we couldn't get it in today. But power went on here at the school last summer, so we were ready to roll.
Now, the good news is for you guys, it's a home game. I mean, that's the biggest thing in the world, and it is homecoming, right?
Yeah.
So you got to keep these guys' heads in the game. You've done this a few times. How do you do it?
A few million times. We just really focus in on away from them. I think it's good. You know, I did it. Mm-hmm. I tell them to be involved in the homecoming festivities, but just make sure they're getting the right amount of sleep at night, and then the key is you want to win the game, you know, so keep their focus there. But I'm not one of these guys away from them. I want them to be involved in it. I was. And so just to be conscious of, you know, am I getting to bed on time? Am I, you know, that kind of thing. And that they did well. So
any of them are not ready in this series, in this matchup. It takes about one play with about 22 head slaps between them to get it started. And these kids know each other. That's a big reason why.
Yeah. If you're not motivated for this, you shouldn't play. So Warner together, and for whatever reason, some of them came here and some of them went there. And a lot of it just has to do with parents' driving situation or whatever. You know, so, but it, you know, they do know each other, so that a little bit, and it's heated anyway because of long, it's been a long rival. You know, they're our rival team and probably always will be.
League game, most important. Nobody's looking ahead, but this is obviously the red letter game on the schedule. And for sure, everyone's a red letter game for you guys. Now, I was listening to the Shasta County sports guys do their podcast, and I haven't asked you, have you guys ever gone undefeated before that you know of? Or have you ever gone 6-0, 7-0?
We've never gone 6-0, so we just did that. So obviously we've never gone 7-0. So we're trying to do that. I've never in my career had an undefeated team.
Easier said than done. Just ask Don Shula, because if it was easy, I guess the Dolphins would have done it a bunch of times. In this matchup, when you look at it, the regular season, obviously you guys have dominated that, but I don't have to go too far back in the history books. Some of these kids are going to play tonight. Remember a couple of years ago when they got you in the playoffs.
Yeah. You know, it's very difficult to beat a good team twice. And I actually think that when you refer to the game that we lost, that they were better than us the first time. And we played really well and got some breaks. Like, we got a pick six at the beginning of the game. I know their team was ill. I know they had a lot of flu going on, and they get back in the second time and they whipped us, you know, you got to be ready. You know, you got to be ready for something like this, because, you know, they're going to play their best game against us, and hopefully we play our best game against them.
You started with those early games in the sub-zero, zero week, whatever they wanted to call those. You got that week mid-season, heading into when it matters most. You comfortable with the health of the team? Is that working for you guys so far? Getting started early, getting the knocks out, hopefully, and getting healthy for league time?
Yeah, it's exactly that. You know, we were pretty dingy going into Red Bluff. And so we have healed. This is the healthiest we've been since game one. And so, that's the only thing I worry about in that pre-league schedule is those big schools. You know, can we get through that schedule mentally feeling good about ourselves if we don't win? And more important than that is health-wise, can we physically get through it? You know, they get to draw from 1,500 to 1,800 kids, and we get to draw from 800 kids. So, you know, it's always a health thing with me. So us getting through that pretty relatively healthy and then being really healthy now is a blessing.
I know we talk a lot about what I've seen is that both of you, both of these teams can be versatile. I mean, obviously, both of you like to control the clock. That's key for any team. But to me, this is a one turnover game. Defensively, both of you guys can really bring the helmets, and defense seems to me to be the key to this one.
Yeah, you got to play good defense, and they really are strong where we're not as strong. You know, so they got two tall receivers. We got our defensive backs are short guys, good guys, but they're short. So they have some long, tall, fast receivers. Got a big physical running back. You know, we're not huge up front by any stretch. So they're kind of, you know, they got to feel good about themselves because they're kind of playing right into where we're, you know, our weakness. So we have to play well to win tonight. So it's a real game. It's not, you know, we've beat them a lot over the past couple decades here. You know, I don't know what it is, but we've done well. But this is a whole different situation tonight.
I know they'll be ready. I know you as coaches are ready, and you smile a lot these days. I think you're having fun. I hope so, because it sure does seem like Cottonwood and the student body's having fun.
Yeah, it's been fun. We got a good thing going here. Football's very important at the school, and you know, the community's really dialed in. It's a fun place to be a coach.
All right, thank you. Coach Greg Grandel back with more on the pregame show, Game of the Week. KCNR, Anderson Cubs visiting West Valley. It is the South County Collision, and you can already hear the helmets and shoulder pads right now, I think, with that JV game. Back with more in a moment.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor. Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, pregame show. Anderson Cubs head coach Don Trotter, and it is fun for me to actually do these interviews right before the game. You guys, it's the old, I hate to interrupt coaches before games, but you've been doing this long enough. Your work's done now. I mean, the kids are prepared, and now it's pretty soon it becomes their game to a point.
It's their game starting last night. You know, and like you said, we got them prepared the best we knew how against a pretty good West Valley team, and you know, we're gonna play hard and let the chips fall.
Let's talk history. They've had the better of you in the regular season. Anybody who can still breathe though remembers a couple of years ago. So there shouldn't be any overlooking the Anderson Cubs, but I don't think they'd do that just based on the strength. But there is no, you know, you can't overlook the personal rivalry between these two schools. These kids, they all know each other.
Absolutely, they know each other. They do that social media stuff together, and you know, they know each other's names. They hang out with each other. It's a good rivalry, you know. I don't think the hate's there anymore. You know, it's just that we know that we're going to play them. They know we're going to play them, and, you know, and it's going to be – everybody's ready. Everybody's ready. I'm not saying we're going to go out there and whoop their ass or anything, but you know, we're going to give them everything we got.
Now, Art, I got cheated a little bit because I saw you your first game with a new quarterback. The bad news was your starting quarterback went out. The good news was you found a Gator in that game, but you had to change your offense and change the way you're going around business, and it looks like the kids have responded with Gator Wilson.
Yeah, they have. He's, you know, he's actually the most accurate high school quarterback I've ever had. You know, he does what he's told. He's smart. The kids are rallying. They're getting better, and, you know, we're about as healthy as we've been all year. Again, like you said, we got the middle linebacker back, and you know, and hey, we're going to throw out our best game. I mean, that's it. We're going to throw it out there on the field and see what happens.
I think I ought to be interviewing the guy named Mario over there because if anybody can dip back into the Wayback Machine, I believe he was starting quarterback in that last regular season win over these guys, wasn't he?
Mario, though, that's my son.
Your other son. Wasn't he playing in that last time you guys beat him in the regular season?
No, that was my youngest. My oldest is 30. We won the 2006 section champs with him.
Yeah, that's when you beat West Valley, right?
Yeah. But,
that's what I mean. I think he was, I'm getting the names wrong. See, oldest Trotter.
2 years ago. Right. Yeah, 2 years ago, my youngest was on the team. Right. We brought him up as a backup.
Let's go to 2006. That's the son that assists you out here.
Correct.
Does he remember that game?
Oh, who the hell don't, you know? We've only won twice in the last 10 years, so, you know, it might even be longer than that. But, you know, when we beat him, we remember it. I know that.
Being healthy, I know West Valley feels the same way. If you're coaches, that's all you want. When you got a big game coming, you want all your kids healthy. Remember the couple of years ago, you guys were sick that first meeting against them. And then when you got healthy, you beat them in the playoffs. And that makes it even more fun for the coaches, doesn't it? Because then, not that you ever make excuses, but then you go, hey, we went to that thing healthy. We're ready to go. No excuses. Let's take it to them.
Absolutely. That's exactly what happened. We had to come down with a strep throat at our place, and they whooped our butt. And it was cut and dry. And, anyways, you know, and then we were healthy the second time around, and you know, we threw it a little curveball at them that they weren't ready for. But, you know, these guys are ready for me now. I mean, they know I'm a joker, and I'll throw anything out there. I call it the kitchen sink offense. So, and Jimmy knows that, and Greg knows that. So, you know, we'll see what happens tonight.
I will do my best to keep up with it on the radio play-by-play. I'm excited. I'm as excited as I've been for any game ever because I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I really respect you, both these coaching staffs and these kids and these student bodies, and this is why you do it, isn't it?
Yes, it is why we do it, you know. And like again, you know, we're gonna give it our best shot here and see what happens.
All right, Coach Trotter, one of his sons will be playing. One of his sons will be helping him coach. And the deal is done. Toe goes to leather here pretty soon, and that's when the fun begins. All right, thanks, everybody. We'll be back for the start of this game in just a moment. You're listening to the Game of the Week, Anderson at West Valley on KCNR.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Land, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit 5starbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Game of the Week, brought to you by Kia Motors on Cypress. This night is what high school football is all about. The South County Collision. The West Valley Eagles, defending Northern Section champions in Division III, undefeated this season, ready to take on their South County Collision opponents, the Anderson Cubs. And yes, Anderson has lost once, but they are on a roll. And this game always has huge meaning. It is also homecoming night here on a beautiful, crisp fall evening. Both grandstands are full, and it should be a beautiful evening for football. West Valley's team came crashing through the cheerleaders' banner, and with their traditional waving of the big black flag with the number 8, in remembering the fallen Eagle Tyson Wacker who passed away last season, they went 8 for state. And last year, they went to state and did it for him. They're trying to do it again, as their coach says, iron sharpens iron. Well, folks, this is a bit of an iron bowl tonight. Two iron teams, two iron fan bases, and we expect it to be a great NAL bash. Right now, you can hear the homecoming folks in the background, and hopefully we'd love to be able to let you just hear all that, but the floats are going to be coming through. We'll talk a little bit more about football right now. We're about 11 minutes or so from game time because the West Valley Eagles did win the junior varsity game. Now here at the pasture, things are all getting set. These two teams, we have broadcast 4 West Valley games this year, just kind of worked out that way on their season, recapping their schedule. They opened up with that broadcast here when they defeated Shasta 34-12 back on August 23rd, then went to Foothill. Closest game they've had this year. They rallied to win 20-14 in the second half. Enterprise, we broadcast that game on the 6th of September. The Eagles won it 42-28. And then at Red Bluff, they won big, 53-14. We broadcast their game again at Central Valley, a young Central Valley program, and it was a 48-0 shutout. Then went took a week off. They went to Orland last week and won at Orland 27-7. It sets us up here. Both teams now, of course, getting set to, they're trying to get set, I think, for the national anthem in just a couple of minutes, but we'll get to that in a minute. As for the Anderson High School Cubs, well, Anderson beat Red Bluff 20-14. You remember that game? We broadcast that for you, and it was a very impressive Anderson game considering that their starting quarterback was injured early in that contest, and they had to hand the keys to the kingdom over to another young quarterback that we mentioned in the pregame show, Gator Wilson. And Wilson has done a great job in place of Mason Fuentes. Both guys expected to be big players on this team, but it has become Gator Wilson's team to run, and he has done it very, very well. Anderson then lost at Orland the next week, 55-7. That's a tough road trip. That is another opponent that is common between these two teams. Yes, West Valley beat Orland. Yes, Anderson lost big at Orland. But since then, Anderson won big at Oroville. 49-42, won a big high-scoring game. Then went to play Las Plumas in Oroville and won that game 39-0. Last week, they're getting healthy, as is West Valley. It is gearing up for Anderson's league opener. West Valley's was last week. This week, Anderson defeats Gridley 28-3. And so that kind of sets the stage for what we all believe will be a benchmark game on the schedule. Now, I've heard folks say that the winner of this league will come out of this matchup, and I certainly would say it's West Valley's league to lose. But the fact of the matter is, I don't think that you can overlook a team that is kind of hanging in the background. We saw them beat Enterprise, or we saw them win big. It's Lassen. I think Lassen's going to be the team on everybody's schedule this year. That we were very impressed with how well they played, and they've come up with some very, very big wins. So I think that Lassen's going to be a team to watch as the schedule unfolds. And they are, let's see, they are playing Central in Shasta Lake City tonight. We'll try to get you score updates a little bit later on. Last time the Anderson Cubs defeated West Valley, well, it was in the postseason 2 years ago. A shocker. Well, a shocker if you were West Valley fans, but for Anderson, they were getting revenge for a game they lost during the regular season. That was a terrific Anderson team, and they went on to advance in the playoffs. That was the second round of the playoffs. Anderson defeated West Valley 2 years ago. To find a regular season game where Anderson has won in this series, you have to go back to October 6, 2006, at Anderson. And, yes, I mentioned the pregame show. It was Mario Trotter at quarterback. 35-6 was the final. Anderson won that game. Bryce James had 149 yards rushing. Zach Gibson had 129 yards rushing. It was a long time ago, but both of these teams have a lot of alumni out here tonight, and I'm sure we have some players from that 2006 Anderson team who are just hoping that lightning, maybe, doesn't strike twice, but we'll just call it 13 years later. Can Anderson pull off what would be an upset against the West Valley Eagles? All right, well, you can tell we're excited here. You can tell there's a homecoming excitement in the background as the floats have made their way. The senior, junior, sophomore, freshman classes all got their beautiful floats out there. Yep, and it's a fun football night tonight. When we come back on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Kia Motors, we should be just a couple of minutes away from kickoff. We'll run down the rest of the games on the schedule tonight, and then we should have kickoff. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KCNR.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167, 241-1167.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Welcome back, Brent Weber, at our Game of the Week, brought to you by Kia Motors on Cypress in Reading. West Valley High School, the location, the pasture, the Eagles hosting the Cubs of Anderson. Just one of the big games on the schedule tonight, so taking a look at some of the other games that we'll keep an eye on for you. We're checking, of course, keeping an eye on Twitter and more. All the schedules, all the games scheduled, a couple of them may even be underway. Let's see what we have update-wise. Well, Pierce leading Willows 2-0. That's a rough start for Willows. Hayfork crushing Happy Camp 42-0. Other score updates or games we'll be trying to follow for you. Modoc beating up on Maxwell right now, 33-0. Reading Christian's at home tonight against Tule Lake. That's a big game for them in eight-man football. Las Plumas at Wheatland, scoreless early. Biggs beating Portola. It's East Nicholas over Trinity, that one in the first quarter, 14-6. Lassen already putting it to Central Valley, as I mentioned. Boy, Central, they're going to be good down the road, but they're running into some teams in their league right now that are just really good. Lassen 27-0 in the second over Central. Foothills on the road at Fortuna. Big game tonight, I think, matchup-wise. Shasta down at Red Bluff. I think that should be a real telling game. We'll see if Shasta will continue to build. Eureka is over in Chico. We don't have a score from there yet. Orland beating Orville right now, 7-0. It's Pleasant Valley shutting out Enterprise early. That's very early in Chico, 7-0. UPrep will be hosting Hamilton tonight. Big game for them. Ridley at Sutter. That'll be a big test for Sutter because they've been a little inconsistent this year. So those are some of the games. Big win last night. I believe there was a big win last night. Was there not? Didn't Paradise play? Let's see. We got today. Yeah, that was the big win last night. All righty. So this matchup, of course, is homecoming night at the pasture. West Valley undefeated. They're set to host the South County Collision and the Anderson Cubs. We'll be back with the kickoff in just a moment. You're listening to the Game of the Week, brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
We're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia. We both own Kias, and we love them.
It's Customer Appreciation Month with some of the best deals of the year on the cars and SUVs Reading loves to drive.
Gas prices are ridiculous right now. Drive a 2019 Kia Niro CUV, get an estimated 50 miles per gallon, and receive $1,500 in Kia customer cash. That's a customer appreciation deal.
Or how about a super affordable 2020 Kia Sportage with all-wheel drive? Winter's coming, and if you want to go anywhere, on-road or off, this is your SUV. Get your best price and $2,000 Kia customer cash at Reading Kia.
And every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, the best in the business. Warranty's a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Sale ends 10/31/2019. Billy is the marketing manager for Reading Kia.
For the vehicles Northern California loves to drive, nobody does it better than Reading Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, 418 East Cypress, ReadingKia.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
My name is Mike Gutierrez. I'm a 40-year resident in Shasta County, and I served honorably and proudly in the United States Marine Corps from 1967 to 70 with a tour in Vietnam. My experiences and lessons that I learned in the Marine Corps continue to benefit me even today. Semper Fi.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks you for your service and your sacrifice. United in care.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Welcome back to the pasture. I'm Brent Weber. It is the game of the week brought to you by Kia, and it is the South County Collision here in Shasta County. The West Valley Eagles wearing the dark cardinal and Vegas gold, cardinal tops, cardinal bottoms, white numerals, the cardinal helmets, and they have the gold trim. Their opponents tonight, the Anderson Cubs. Anderson will be receiving the opening kickoff wearing white on white with their Cubs blue and gold numerals and gold lettering, the blue helmets, the gold face masks. And it should be a real classic tonight here at the pasture. So glad you could join us wherever you are listening to this game from Cottonwood, California. Well, the pregame festivities are complete. It is homecoming night. The fans are on their feet as West Valley prepares to get things started. Angel Serrato set to put toe to leather, and he does. We are underway. The kickoff fielded at about the 14-yard line, fumbled briefly by Devin Wilson, and he's immediately knocked down by a couple of West Valley players just inside the 20. Dylan Booth there, as was Michael Harris, to make the stop. So let's talk about the Anderson Cubs offensively. You know, they do their thing. They like some razzle-dazzle. They do love to run the football and make things happen off of that. Their quarterback, a young man named Gator Wilson. He is a 6-foot, 152-pounder. They've been averaging over 316 yards of total offense per game, and they take over. They break out of the set. Their big receiver, two of them, they've got Christian Teague, Marquise Kroll, and Rowdy Cedars all in this game right now. The quarterback gives it up the gut, though. First play to Devin Wilson. Wilson keeps battling, and he's down to the 25-yard line. So it'll be second down and five. Devin Wilson, who is 448 yards rushing so far this season, a couple of 100-yard games. He is third, according to Shasta County Sports, in rushing yardage so far this season in the county. He's joined in the backfield by a couple of guys. You'll find Marquise Crow there. Quarterback having to scramble right, broken pop for a sack. Among those guys in on the big hit for the West Valley Eagles, it was Wyatt Reginato and a couple other guys busting through on that play.
Bowman and Lambert got him. Big loss of about 10.
Loss of about 10 yards on that play. So now it's going to be more like a 12, I think. So it's third and 17. So the ball still right side of hash mark. Now it's placed on about inside the 15, on the 14-yard line. Third down, going to go straight back to pass. Down the left sideline, a separation, and almost caught just out of the reach of Christian Teague. It was a well-thrown ball. Teague reaching out. He just got a step on his defender. but it fell through his hands. I believe it was Teague. Yes, it was. Teague and Kroll are the big receivers, and that is one of the areas they've got literally big. They're tall, have good speed. That's a mismatch area that the Cubs. So the Cubs had a chance at a big play there, just slipped through the grasp. So now they're going to have to kick the ball away. Actually, Teague is set up as the punter. They have two men back, West Valley does, to receive the punt. Pretty good one. Fielded across midfield inside West Valley territory. It's muffed and may have been recovered by Anderson. Let's see. Yes, indeed, the Cubs have recovered. Colton Party, the senior, 5'11", 182 pounds, was right there recovering the muffed punt. So Anderson gets the first break of the game. And you can, we are on the West Valley sideline, and it got quiet. Oh, it'll get loud again. Don't worry, folks. So the Eagles back on defense. We'll tell you a little bit more about the Eagles defensively here in just a moment. But Anderson comes out. They've got a single back, trips to the right. They're set at midfield, looking to pass now out of the shotgun. Again, going right back to that same play in coverage. Little bouncing around. Dylan Booth was there covering him, but it's incomplete. They're trying to take advantage of that size mismatch with Dylan Booth covering. He's a good receiver, but he's only listed at 5'8", 155. And the guy, Christian Teague, on that play that he was man with, 6'2", 184. West Valley, longtime defensive coordinator Jim Vert. He's got some, he in fact has, again, according to Shasta County Sports, the three leading tacklers in the county, four of the top five leading tacklers. Cade Lambert, Jacob Johnson, Garrett Thibodeau, Dylan Booth, all among the best defensive players so far this season. Again, the passing on the shotgun. Rolling left, Gator Wilson. He's in trouble, being flushed out. Can he get it? No, it's fumbled as he's being dropped. And this one is recovered by West Valley, it appears. Let's wait. Let's see the sign from the referee.
Recovered by the Cubs.
No, it was recovered by the Cubs. West Valley was there. Their defense got to them. Again, they are getting some great penetration from their defensive front. That defensive front, mentioned a couple of those guys. Guys like Cade Lambert, Spencer Sellis, Cam Troutman, Jake Johnston, Ryan Allen, Tyler Bowman, Chris Whitney. They'll bring Brandon Morosti, Josh Aguilar, Mike Harris, Garrett Thibodeau. And then you'll see them scramble and bring in a Reginato or a Booth when they feel they're in a running play. Anderson, I am looking at a big jumbo format in the backfield. Snap to the quarterback, into the game at a back for the first time that we have seen him is Dylan, excuse me, not Dylan Booth, is Cody Crawford. He does not get it. They give it instead up the middle to Wilson for nothing. But I was a little, there's a little hijinks going on, a little keeping it under his cap. Was unsure if Crawford would play on offense tonight. He is a big low fullback on that play, our first look at him. So they're going to have to punt, and this one may have been partially blocked on that particular play, and it goes out of bounds. So it'll be great field position for West Valley. Let's keep it right here. So far we've had a couple of fumbles, one recovered and a near blocked punt. And now it'll be West Valley's turn. Kip McClellan, he's a championship quarterback. And he is averaging, he has rushed for 351 yards. So you know that's a quarterback who can do just that. He can run. As a quarterback, he's fifth in the county, throwing for 117 yards a game. And don't want to jinx anybody, but don't believe he has a pick this year. Man in motion from the left. They run that two-back flyback. He's looking to throw on first down. Zipper across the middle, incomplete, just off the hands of the outstretched receiver, Hayden Boys. So they're trying to go to the air. West Valley will use Aguilar. Lambert is their big gun. He is a pounding back as well as Aguilar. Brandon Morosti, Reginato, Ashton Wacker, Charlie Booth. We'll see all of them in those flyback spots. McClone is the quarterback. We'll also see Bowman at a tight end. Best and Boys, we mentioned those a moment ago. The line of Braden Smith, Brian Miller, Phoenix McDaniel, Darian Harris, Kitron Ferrier, and several others offensively. Now, defensively, Cubs have eight men up in the box, and they are expecting a run, and that's what they got. Reginato sweep to the right. and follows a couple of blockers. Pretty good penetration defensively, but Eric Chestnut unable to get to him in the backfield. So a nice pickup as they strung it out to the sideline. But it'll still be third down and six. 8:42 to go on homecoming night here in Cottonwood. Yeah, it's a fun night of football. I'm expecting there's going to be some razzle-dazzle, too. West Valley, they like to eat that clock. They are a ball control, and yes, they can throw. McClone showed a good arm, so I think that, which if you haven't seen it, he's the captain quarterback. Kit, where's number three? Sends a man in motion from one of the flybacks left to right. They give it up to Gut instead, and Aguilar, our first looking on carry there. He gets a couple, but it's going to be short of the first down to about the 30-yard line. Boy, Josh Aguilar is averaging 7 yards a carry. He is a real weapon. We don't have his total yardage rushing, but they have a terrific kind of a combination out of that backfield with Cade Lambert, who averages 8 yards a carry, and Aguilar averages almost seven. Aguilar and Lambert in the backfield right now. Kit looks over his line. He's got the wing to the right. No motion here. Looking to throw in the flat left side, and it was deflected off the hands of Hayden Boys. And Boys on the slant in and off from the flats. If he gets it there just one tick sooner, it's incomplete. But if he lets it sail one inch higher, it could have been intercepted. So it was one of those bang-bangers. It's going to be a punt situation now for West Valley. This is one where you want to go for the pooch here. You want to try to figure out a way to just... But Jacob Best is set in to punt. Or am I wrong here? Did they go for it on fourth? Shame on me, Brent. Brent Weber, you got that wrong. That was a fourth down scenario that it was incomplete. All right, so still scoreless, 7:37. Now Anderson's going to take it over. They send a man in motion left to right. Single back behind the quarterback in the pistol. He's not going to get anywhere. No, nothing doing. Just dropped for a loss. Again, terrific penetration. I mean, they are pushing that Cubs offensive line back off the snap. And that's going to be a loss of, gosh, might be five, four. And that's something to do because we're talking about guys like Jamie Cushman, 335, Marcus Trotter, 264, and then some. Peyton Bauer, over 200 pounds. Colton Pardee, a couple hundred pounds. Sorensen Weeks, 308. So when you push them off the line, you're eating your own Wheaties. You got some size. They give it to the fullback up the middle and the single back, really, Devin Wilson, out of that Cubs set. And he's dropped, not getting back to the line of scrimmage. So they're going to have to do something. I wouldn't be surprised to, we'll just have to wait and see. Gator Wilson has been good throwing and running for them. He's been a good game manager as well, as you heard Coach Don Trotter said. It's been a real blessing for them as Cody Crawford went out, was out early with an injury. He was figured to be their feature back. Again, we've got a single back. That's Devin Wilson behind Gator. Gator Wilson takes the snap from the pistol, throws right. It is complete this time to Christian Teague. Beats his man. That's Lambert. But Lambert kept his hands on his feet so he wouldn't get too far. Not going to be a first down. Nice pickup of about eight, but still needed to get all the way across the 40, and they're down to the 36-yard line, 6:08. And clock ticking, and Anderson's going to have to kick. And both these teams, man, they like to move. They like to get going, right? They don't mess around. So they're going to run those clocks. We're going to see a lot of plays go. We got 5:50 and counting down. So West Valley. Oh, did we get another punt that was blocked partially? Yep, here we go again, and it goes out of bounds. So again, the Eagles... excellent field position inside their 40, inside the Anderson 40. It'll be placed at the 38-yard line, 5:40 to go. Still no score in a game that has, well, it's just been kind of like, I hate to use this metaphor, but for a fun way to look at it, they are parrying. These are two very good teams, and they're feeling each other out. They're getting some big plays. Both teams playing pretty good defense. Well, West Valley certainly playing good defense so far. Anderson now, they send Aguilar in motion right to left and looking to throw on first down. Kit, pocket, crushing in on him, down deep. It is complete at the five, into the end zone. Touchdown, Brandon Morosky. As he was being crushed in the backfield, the pocket was collapsing on him. Somehow Kit McClellan got the pass off, and it is a touchdown.
McClellan to Marasti.
38 yards, I believe.
Touchdown pass.
Wow. And we're going to tell you, Anderson was right there one half a second later, and I don't know if he gets that off. 5:33 to go. Point after attempt here by Mr. Serrato, Angel Serrato. The snap's down. Kick is up. And it is good. So West Valley has drawn first blood. Big play. McClellan passing to Morosky. And the Eagles have landed the first points of the night. The game of the week brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Game of the week brought to you by Kia. I'm Brent Weber. Thanks for joining us from the pasture. A little chilly tonight. Yeah, Dad told me to bring the sweatshirt and the jacket, and guess where they are? Mom and Dad sitting at home listening on the radio. Yeah, it's right there in my car. I'll get it at halftime. I think all of our adrenaline is good. You know, we got enough adrenaline going out here. Everybody's excited. West Valley has drawn first blood, a 38-yard touchdown pass. McClellan to Morosky. McClellan just inches away from being collapsed on in the pocket, and he found Morosky, who made a backwards catch and turned and went into the end zone. Now Devin Wilson takes the kick at about the 10, gets back to the 20. I got to tell you, both these teams, they are putting helmet to shoulder pad. They are playing hard. It is loud. It is fun out here tonight. 5:27 to go. Anderson has the football. First and 10, and it'll be placed just inside their 25-yard line. Trying to get you all the names of all the kids we mentioned, the offensive line for Anderson. Behind Wilson, we'll see Devin Wilson. Marquise Kroll will run sometimes in a wing or an end around. We'll see them use a lot of different people. So far, Anderson has looked deep a couple of times to Christian Teague and haven't been able to really complete much there. They go option left through the inside, the misdirection to the left, off the left tackle. Nice run by Devin Wilson. And we've got a whistle now, a flag down. Oh, well, we haven't seen that yet. First flag of the game. Our officiating crew getting together on that. Oh, we got a hold on offense. Uh-oh. Well, it will be, they'll back him up. And it'll be a long first down now. It would have been a gain of about 5.
It is against the Cubs.
Mentioning some of those stats that we found on South Shasta County Sports. They do a terrific job, by the way. Really recommend their website. But Gator Wilson, the quarterback, they have him with 693 passing yards, 9 touchdowns. Second most in Shasta County. He's has been picked a couple of times. But he has a couple of pretty powerful weapons, and one we haven't seen yet, Marquise Kroll. Kroll is flanked out, is wide out to the right. Teague is wide to the left. They're looking to throw right. That's Kroll in man coverage, spins around. Is it complete? Yes, indeed, Marquise Kroll. The defender was right there. Give credit, West Valley was right on him. Jacob Best, man-to-man, but Kroll used his height and his athleticism to get up there and make the catch. Across the 42, so a nice pickup, just as we mentioned it. It was as if it was scripted. The Cubs, who have a good balanced offense, they passed a lot in that one big win they had, but they normally are about 50-50, 172 yards passing, 144 yards rushing. But right now, they haven't been able to run the ball, so coming out in the pistol, two backs behind him, looking to throw. And they go left side. They've got man-to-man coverage, so Teague is going to find a soft spot. Turns, gets the first down. So Anderson going to try to take advantage of what they see as a mismatch. That's their big receivers. They're leaving a couple of running backs in there to block. That means West Valley's going to have to do one of a couple things. You're going to have to obviously cover. They may have to double those guys. You do that, then you open yourself up to damage on those option runs by the Cubs. We'll just have to see. You know all these things. 439, left side hash mark, moving left to right, the Anderson Cubs on offense inside West Valley territory. Two men in the backfield. They give it off the left side. Big hole left side. Eric Schubert still running and rambling, and that's what they do. They get you thinking about pass. This is good offense for Anderson now. Their first drive, Schubert has a first down and then some, about 18 yards on that carry. And he is down at the 20-yard line, and we're going to have our first time out of the game. West Valley's calling timeout with 4:24 to go. It's 7-0, but the Cubs are on the roll here in the South County Collision, brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, on the defensive sideline for West Valley, Jim Vert firing up his defense, his vaunted defense, a very talented defense that had, in the first couple of series, just dominated the line of scrimmage. Well, Anderson has gone to the air, and Gator Wilson has been successful hitting his two big backs, his two big wide receivers, and now let's see what they do. They've got a first and 10 on the West Valley 20. We are at 4:24 in the first quarter. Gator Wilson out of the pistol, two backs behind him. Play action, no. He gives it up the gut this time. Oops, still on his feet, still running, and down inside the five. Good fake, Devin Wilson. Finally brought down on that play by Jacob Best. But they opened up a nice, nice little misdirection up the middle. And now they're in four down territory inside the five. First and goal from the three. Devin Wilson is the back. They've got two of them back there. The big guy's Crawford. Crawford's blocking, but Wilson is dropped. Crawford missed the guy he needed to block. And not ripping on, you know, how I am. I don't like to pick on these high school kids. He's big. He's strong. He's a load, but somebody came stunting off from the defensive left side. And maybe Crawford didn't see him, but that's the guy who stepped in and made the big stop. And I believe it was Reginato. Here we go. Now they got two backs, and the quarterback's going to keep it, go right up the gut. Gator stopped again. And he might have been dropped for a loss. Let's see where they mark that. I think that would be a little bit unfair if they wind up.
Wilson on a keeper, maybe a yard.
He got a yard. Okay, I thought they were. He got pushed back after. The ball is still about the, well, it looks like it's on about the four. They're near the left side hash mark, so it's about as far away as they could be from me. Third down and goal from the four. Schubert, the big back in front of Devin Wilson. Quarterback Gator Wilson under center gives it to Devin. He goes left, bounces outside. Touchdown, Anderson! A four-yard touchdown run by Devin Wilson, all made possible by those long pass plays that have kind of weakened the West Valley approach. So we'll just have to see. So Anderson right back in it. Brian Mendez in to kick the point after. He's a left-footed kicker.
Melendez to kick the extra point.
So a 2:42 here in the first. Melendez, good kick. It is good. And it's all tied up at 7, the South County Collision. Oh, yeah, it's living up to the billing. Brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to our Game of the Week here on KCNR, brought to you by Kia Motors. It is all tied up at 7. The South County Collision, Anderson Cubs, they're the underdogs. They usually are in this series. West Valley has dropped only one game in this series dating back to 2007. One in that time period. They lost in 2006 in the playoffs to Anderson, West Valley did. But we expect it to be a big clash tonight. Short kick, and West Valley slow to cover it at about the 35. And let's see. It wasn't a typical onside, but I'm telling you, they were slow to cover that. And I am sure that Coach Trotter's team is going to I'm sure that Coach Grandel's special teams coach is going to let the guys know, hey, you got to cover that in a hurry. That's a live ball. West Valley now takes over. Ball placed on their 35-yard line. There'll be 2 minutes and 41 seconds on the clock right now in the first quarter of action. And it is like I said, a nice fall night, sweatshirt weather, the way it ought to be. It's homecoming, 7-7 game, bitter rivals, heated rivalry, but not a hateful rivalry, a fun rivalry, as I think Coach Don Trotter mentioned it is. Big load in the backfield, Joshua Aguilar, Cade Lambert behind him, Kit McClellan under center. They send a flyback left to right. And now spinning off the line of scrimmage, Lambert, he is tripped up after gaining 5, winds up going forward to about the 7-yard pickup, down to the 43-yard line.
Nice gain of about 9 yards. They have second and one.
I think that may have been Kroll on the stop. Big names on defense for the Cubs, Devin Wilson and Hayden Drumheiser. Cody Crawford, who told you, back from that injury. He's a big load in the middle. Chestnut and Cushman and Schubert and Putty and Bauer and Kroll. Devin Wilson, all big players defensively. Oh, nice move out of the backfield. Aguilar left side spins, beats his tackler. He finally pulled down, but after he gets across into Anderson territory, down to the 37-yard line. And I mean, Devin Wilson paid the price. He was the first guy to meet Aguilar, and Aguilar just spun him and dropped him. A little size mismatch there. Big Joshua weighs about 205. And Devin, he's about 161 with pads on. But a tough 161, I'll tell you that. Left side hash mark now, moving right to left. They send a flyback in motion, left to right. Nice misdirection. No, it goes right to the first flyback through. Well played down across. I believe they may have the first down at around the 30, depending on where it's placed. I'm going to be a little short of the first down. It'll be placed on the 30. I need to get to about the 29, maybe 28. Minute 30 to go. Well, they fooled me a little bit on that one. West Valley, nice misdirection. I love the way both teams run this offense. If you can't tell, sure do have a lot of fun doing these games because these kids are just, they're gutsy, all these teams that we've had this year. But this is one of the best matchups certainly you're going to have this season. Going left to right in motion, that's Charlie Booth. Instead, they give it right side to left side to Big Aguilar. Sticks his head down, bangs one guy down, and then finally knocked out of bounds. Inside the 5-yard line by Christian Teague. Aguilar is just proven to be a load. So both teams playing to their strengths now. Ashton Wacker in the game. Yes, Ashton is the brother, of course, of the fallen hero, Tyson Wacker. He has been a touchdown scorer. When they get down close, they call his number. He is one of two backs down inside the 5. Fly in motion left to right. They give it to the second guy through, and where did he get? Nice misdirection up the middle, pushing and shoving. Pickup of a couple, but close. I got to use the binocs on this, or I won't be able to figure out who has the ball. They just do such a good job, McClellan does. Into the game now. We've got somebody in the game that I'm not familiar with. That happens every now and then. You guys all know that. Okay, McClone's the quarterback. He's under center. Wacker, one back. Lambert the other. They give it to Wacker. Touchdown. Terrific misdirection. Everybody was keying on Lambert. Wacker goes in from the four. And West Valley has answered. So with 29 seconds to go in the first, Wacker scores on the four-yard touchdown run. Serrato with the point after. Ball placed just inside the 10. Late set, and it's going to be incomplete. I don't know if it was a bad snap, but McClone didn't get it down in time, so you can't really blame the kicker on that one. So the PAT fails. It's 13-7. West Valley, though, back on the board late in the first. 29 seconds to go in the quarter. You're listening to the Game of the Week, brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
29 seconds to go. First quarter in our Game of the Week, brought to you by Kia Motors on Cypress. West Valley has just scored for the second time. They had pretty good field position. Well, they made some pretty good field position. Got to give credit to Josh Aguilar on that particular series. A couple of big runs, and I think we may see more of that. Both teams now offensively playing their best cards. Ultimately, it was Wacker who scored on the touchdown. Point after failed, it's 13-7. They're kicking down to the 15, and as, oh my, that is a tough break for Anderson, because as Wilson was fielding the kick, he hit his knee on the 15. It looked like he was going to actually get to return that one. We're at the pasture. In Cottonwood, California, Shasta County, the South County Collision, undefeated West Valley, 1-0 in the NAL, taking on their South County Collision rivals, the Anderson Cubs, playing their first league game of this particular campaign. They are 4-1 on the season, looking to be the team that stops that West Valley perfect season so far. Devin Wilson on first down, carries right side, gets maybe two.
Wilson brought down by Johnston.
Dropped on the play by big guy, Jake Johnston. Hey, sometimes you bite the dog and sometimes the dog bites you. Usually he does the biting, but you remember earlier this year, he was bitten by a dog, and they thought he was going to have to maybe miss a game, but he didn't. He was okay. All right, well, that's the end of the first. Anderson on offense. They'll have it 2nd and 8 when we return for the start of the second quarter on KCNR.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, Anderson last defeated West Valley in the regular season back in 2006. So everybody knows that, including both these teams, including both coaching staffs. Now, West Valley has never been 6-0. And Greg Grandel would like to see his team take a shot at being undefeated in the regular season. The old one game at a time, well, this one's right in front of you. A tough Anderson team. So we start the second quarter. Anderson has the ball. 2nd and 8 on their own 17-yard line. They give it on first down. Up the middle, Devin Wilson. He's going to battle forward before he's finally dropped after a pickup of about 4. Reginato in on the stop. Now, Jake Johnston in on that stop. 11:42, as we mentioned, just getting going here in the second. Gator Wilson is the quarterback. He's a good-looking young kid, 6 foot, 152 pounds, long hair out of the back of his helmet. He's in the pistol here. That means he's in a shotgun with two receivers, two backs blocking for him in the backfield. He throws right side. It is complete over there to Christian Teague. If they can get Teague in single matchups or in any kind of soft coverage, they're going to go for it. It was complete first down. Teague, good size, good hands.
First down, Cubs.
Cubs have a first. So they used the last series, those big guys, big receivers, to open it up, and then they went up the middle. Nice misdirections, and both teams figuring out how to exploit what might be a weak matchup for the opposing defenses. And that is what football is all about. It's a coaching chess match that you then ask the players to do their thing. Big matchup now, right side, first and 10. Teague on the left, man-to-man coverage, but they give it to Wilson out of the backfield. He's hit hard, greeted by a flock of Eagles on the right side, including Aguilar. Doesn't get anything more than a yard anyway. 10:35. Got a pretty good spot because it looked like he was stopped at the line, but they're spot on the ball placed on about the 32 or 1. Yeah, you get it. They need to get across their own 40. It's second and 10. So again, Teague out to the left along with Kroll. They got single coverage on them off the snap, and that's the way he's looking to throw. He has some separation. That's Kroll complete at the 40, across the 30, beats his man to the 20-10 touchdown. Marquise Kroll. And Kroll stayed on his feet despite what looked like some pretty good coverage there. And are they coming back? Oh, my. A flag is down. It was roughing the passer, so the touchdown will stand. We'll double-check the yardage on that. But as I told you, it was about the 31, so that's about a 69-yard. Is that what we think it was? Yeah, something like that. So a 69-yard touchdown pass. Wow. And that was a terrific catch and run. Wilson to Marquise Kroll, who has 20 receptions coming into this game. Point after is good.
Melendez's kick is good.
And guess what? It's 14-13 now, Anderson.
Anderson 14.
With 10:05 to go here in the second quarter. What a game so far. All right, that's where we stand. Take a quick break. West Valley will take the kick here in a moment, trailing by one on the Game of the Week, brought to you by Kia.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. West Valley set to take the kick. They're anticipating a short kick. They're actually talking. It looks like they might think they could get an onside kick attempt here. I'm not sure it's the time of the game that you'd see that. Melendez, the left-footed kicker, is on. Anderson is just scored on a big pass play. Melendez gets a good one, and it's into the end zone. Yeah, kicked it into the end zone. Don't see that every day. They put the, I believe that was after the penalty was for the roughing the passer. They went ahead and tacked that personal foul on. So Melendez kicks it into the end zone, and with the touchback, West Valley will take it over. Kit McClellan comes in at quarterback. Done a little bit of everything. He's the captain. He's a championship quarterback. And the little guy brings in the play. They're moving left to right on the field in front of us here in the second quarter. Cardinal in goal on offense. Two backs, Lambert and Aguilar behind Kit McClone under center. And we've got a flag. Might be taking too much time. We'll see.
Seager against Seagulls.
It is going to be against West Valley. Morosky was the guy in motion. I didn't really get the indication, but it was either a procedure or if they had two guys moving, unless you're playing in the Canadian Football League, you can't do that. Again, two backs behind Kit McClone under center. They're going strong side. They're showing run. They want you to think they are going to run it down your throat. And they give it up the gut. That is Morosky, isn't it? Nope, Morosky was in motion. That was
three.
Is that Lambert? Who was that on that carry? Either way, got back to it's second down now and about 12 after that penalty. 9:40 now and ticking, ticking, ticking. Again, they're showing power running. Tight ends on both sides. The fly goes left to right. They give it to Aguilar, and he batters and batters. I mean, these guys are going to feel this game tomorrow. I got to tell you, he gets a couple.
Gets back across the 20. It's going to bring him about a third.
If you understand the flyback offense, it's an option offense, like we see in many of these teams, like you'll see in a broken wing tee or a wing tee, even a split back veer. Quarterback makes a decision. Or that play looks like it's a decision, but it's difficult. You've got guys going left to right, and it is difficult sometimes, and that is the key. If you've got an experienced quarterback, he's good at hiding. They're going to throw first down. Slant in. It is complete to Morosky, but he is immediately dropped where he catches the football. Teague, one of the guys to hit him there. And Gator Wilson hit him there, and they're going to be short of the first down. So they're going to have to punt the ball away. It's fourth down and three. Ball on the 27. Good defense. I mean, it was a well-thrown, nice slant in. Good ball, but good coverage defensively for the Cubs, who've really stepped up their game tonight. They are answering the calls so far. 8:30. Aguilar back to punt. He does a rugby-type punt. Now he's thinking of running. Sticks his head down. Did he get the first? I believe he did. We'll see where the mark is. Looks like a first down. He's a good punter. He's got a great, powerful leg. I wasn't sure if he was going to rugby punt, and then he ran it to the right, and then he tucked it under and got down across that 30-yard line, got the first, and it'll be first and 10 on the 31. Boy, no play will be left unturned in the playbook tonight between these two teams. 8:10, clock is still running as the play is set. Cubs now get it together. They're showing again. Well, this time they split it up a little bit. Strong side right. Slot out to the left. The fly goes right to left. That's Reginato. Looking to throw over that way. They're setting up a screen. It's kind of lobbed over there to Lambert, and it falls incomplete. Luck that he didn't throw that backwards in the backfield. So they were setting up a screen a little bit. A little bit of a fancy way to do it. Second down and 10. Let's see if West Valley sticks to the big backs here. McClone comes to the sideline, gets the play. They're not really hurrying. They're just trying to stay paced on offense. West Valley can go in a hurry, and they can slow in a hurry. I just made that up. Hayden Boyes, he's dangerous. Wide to the right. Single coverage over there. We'll just have to see. They send Reginato, misdirection, give it to the first guy through. He's still going. That's Lambert, but he'll be short of the first. Still going to be about four short, it looks like. It'll get down to the 37. And they need to get across the 41, 42. So it'll be about third and five, 7.5 to play. Kit McClone has the play, checks his the list of plays and calls on his left wrist. He's got it on a taped there. So there goes strong side. Two tight ends. That's one on each side. Two backs. Now they send a wing. That's right. Oh, we got motion. Reginato was going in motion right to left, but it was motion up front on the line. That was one of the tight ends there. I don't know if that was Bowman or Hayden Boyes was tight. So I think Boyes was tight on the right. So don't be fooled when I say two tight ends. They're still putting their wide receivers at one of those tights. And if they break that off, they have big breaking ability. Hey, Aguilar's going out wide to the left right now, along with Tyler Bowman. Now they send Lambert in the motion to left and Tripp and Twins to the right. Twins on either side. Across the middle. That's complete to Lambert. He spins and gets away from Devin Wilson. He's going to go all the way. Touchdown, Cade Lambert. 65 yards and West Valley is answered. So it was McClellan to Lambert. Wow. Devin Wilson was there, but I tell you, both these guys on both this both of these teams, they're tough to bring down, and they get secondary. Lambert fed Anderson a little bit of their own medicine there. All right, they're going to try to get that back. They're going to go for two here. The give is to the second guy. Aguilar sticks his head down, shoulder pads down. Did he get it? Did he get in? No! The point after failed. So West Valley goes for two to try to draw even, but it fails. So they are now winning 19-14. West Valley on top in our game of the week, brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Vision in Cottonwood, California. I'm Brent Weber. Thanks for joining us tonight on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Kia. From the past year, West Valley has answered again. They lead now 19-14 over Anderson. West Valley scored first, 38 yards. McClellan to Morosti. They led 7-0. Then Anderson came back. Devin Wilson, a 4-yard run, tied it at 7. Still in the first, a 4-yard run by Wacker. 13-7 when they missed the point after. And then early in the second quarter, 69-yard touchdown pass from Wilson to Kroll. The point after was good, and Anderson had the lead 14-13. West Valley just answered 65 yards. McClellan to Lambert. The two-pointer failed. 19-14. West Valley leads with 6:34 to go. The kickoff returned to about the 25-yard line. That is where Anderson will take it over. And it has been a game that has lived up to the pre-game billing to this point. Let's see what Anderson does. They've been trying to take advantage of some size mismatches in the coverage. So we will see. Single back is Devin Wilson behind Gator Wilson, who out of the pistol throws it backwards to Devin. Devin gets some running room, now turns the corner, gets 4, maybe 5-yard line. They're just trying to figure out a way to get Devin in some space and let him run because he has not been able to do anything up the gut. That is an advantage Anderson may have, but West Valley's linebackers are sure good. They can control that line. All right, so the clock now goes inside 6 minutes. Second down, and we'll call it 5. Single back, right side hash mark. Two receivers to the left. Got a flag, probably some movement. Yeah, it's offsides on the offense. Just a little leaguer over there. So it'll be second down and 10. It has been a well-played game so far. It has been a thrilling game so far. We have had a couple of dazzling plays. And it is homecoming. My goodness. I even see Anderson fans standing next to West Valley fans. And, you know, there's a lot of families that have Cubs and Eagles in their own family. Kind of like, I wouldn't say Mets and Yankees. I don't know, Dodgers and Angels. You decide. Gator Wilson looking to throw. Has to roll right, flushed out of the pocket, tucks it under. He's hitting the backfield, but finally gets close to that first down, and he has it, and then some. Anderson sideline is fired up. They're going to give him the spot, though. Pickup of about 11 for Gator Wilson. and gets across the 36-yard line. Clock goes inside 5.5 minutes. He went out of bounds. Once they get set, oh, we got a flag, and that's an over there. Might have been somebody saying something they shouldn't have. I'm just going to guess, but just the location of it. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, that's, it's against the Cubs. Unsportsmanlike conduct. It could be against the sideline. I'm not sure. If it's against an individual, that could come into play, but they may have just been a little too excited over there. The Cubs only have about 10, 11 players. Let's see, about a dozen maybe on the bench. And let's be honest, West Valley has maybe three times that. Even though West Valley is a smaller school, Anderson, smaller roster. Second guy through on first and 25, or what is it? Yeah. First and whatever? What is it? Just first and 10, I guess.
No gain.
All right, no gain. It'll be second down. Let's see. I guess he got maybe a yard. We're inside 5 minutes now. Marquise Kroll. Kroll and Teague wide to the left. They're middle of the field between hash marks. Gator Wilson is in a pistol. Devin Wilson behind him. He's got a blocker there as well. Looking to throw. The two backs staying in the block. But he's going to flush out of the pocket. Reginato drops him. They're bringing guys. That wasn't Reginato. That was Thibodeau, I believe, coming from the outside. Or Bowman. Yeah, it was Tyler Bowman. Brought him down, coming from the right side on defense. He's a good-sized kid, too. And he's 6'2", 210. And now they do bring Reginato in. So, well, let's see what they've got. Booth is in man coverage. They've got a size disadvantage there. Teague Booth is covering him. Looking to throw. First down. Uh-oh, here comes the pressure. It's complete. It was right side tackle eligible. We didn't see that coming. Did Jamie Cushman? No, it was an ineligible receiver. I believe that's what the play is going to be.
Pass complete. Looks like an ineligible receiver.
Unless they said that Cushman was a, they would have to tell the official that he was eligible going in, since he's wearing number 77. And that's going to wind up being, let's see, that's going to be the call, I believe. You don't see that one very often. I like checking my little official football signals. I didn't even have that one on here. So the ineligible receiver downfield. And they're going to have to get rid of it on fourth, and punting is a woe for both teams a bit. For Anderson, more than anything tonight. So it goes out of bounds at the 37-38. Great field position for West Valley. That could come back to haunt Anderson. They've got to right that wrong, or West Valley will take a short field all night long. 3:45 to go. West Valley on offense. Going to keep it right here. The moon is high. It's a beautiful, cool, crisp night. You see some stars peeping out up here. In Cottonwood above the pasture on homecoming, West Valley holding a 19-14 lead. So far, the two teams have gone back and forth with scores. West Valley would like to become the first on this night to score twice in a row, to have an unanswered touchdown, as we might call it. They send a man in motion left to right, Morosti, on the sweep off that fly, comes around the right side. First guy is pushed out of the way, and that enables him to pick up some room. Christian Teague was the guy that had the first shot at him, but then had to be dropped out there by Chestnut and a couple of others. He's an outside linebacker on the defensive left side. So their right side hash mark now. Fly goes right to left, and they give it to Booth, and he cuts back in towards the line of scrimmage, bounces off a guy at the 10, down to the 5, touchdown! Wow! Charlie Booth! So they went to the fly there, oftentimes that is a decoy. Booth does not carry the ball as much as some of the other guys do. But the 5'9", 172-pounder winds up going, what, about 30 for the score. And that was a big touchdown. Well executed. And now let's see if they're going to go for two again. I guess they just figure, hey, they got to get those points back, right? So they got Aguilar in there. They're going to throw here on a slant. No, they're going to throw it over into the corner. Tipped away defensively. Excellent defensive play by the Anderson Cubs, Marquise Kroll. So the PAT fails. But with 3:00 to go in the first half, West Valley has taken the biggest lead of the night on that 30-yard run by Booth. West Valley leads 25-14 late in the second quarter. You're listening to the Game of the Week brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
Ukulele master Jake Shimabukuro returns to Redding's historic Cascade Theater for an evening of energetic and passionate performance Friday, October 18th. Jake Shimabukuro takes the ukulele across the music spectrum to places no one could have ever imagined. Don't miss this ukulele virtuoso at the Cascade Theater, October 18th. Get tickets now at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, this is not out of the ordinary for these two teams. They score points in the first half. West Valley on the year has averaged about 20 points in the first half. And Anderson has averaged about 16 points, a little more than that, it looks like, 17 points in the first half. So here's the kickoff and dropped after a gain of maybe a yard on the return. That was Teague. Dropped for the loss, or actually the short gain on the return, and with 2 minutes and 58 seconds to go, Anderson will try to answer. That was Kelton Austin, a senior on the special teams tackle. Gator Wilson, the quarterback. His team trailing by 25-14 now. Biggest lead for either team tonight. Up until this most recent touchdown, they have swapped scores. Now looking to throw. Wilson has time. Has a man left side. Crawler and his defender leaps for it, but did Kroll make the catch? Yes, he did. It was complete, but he was down where he caught it. Essentially, his defender was going for the big play, and Kroll made the catch. It was all somewhat acrobatic. You'd kind of have to see it to describe it, but you had two guys going fast in opposite directions. So it's a first down for Anderson. They're trying to play that strength again. If they can get man coverage on all those, West is going to have to maybe come up with some help packages on defense. We'll see. First down, giving it right side, Devin Wilson. Beats the first couple of guys. He's brought down by Thibodeau. But it looks like a first down for Devin Wilson. Although, well, he is paying some tough yards. He is. These guys are all both teams. No yard is coming easily in this game. So it'll be first and 10, 40. Let's see, 48-yard line, 2:15. Anderson trying to get going as quickly as they can. So they have Teague and Kroll wide to left, their right side hash marks. I formation this time. Wilson is the I back. They give it to him, bounces outside, left side. Nothing doing. The guy who made that play really possible was Josh Aguilar, because he slowed him down in the backfield just long enough for Cade Lambert and everybody else to stop it. They're going to call a timeout. Anderson is with a 25-14 West Valley lead, 1:57 to go in the second quarter. Game of the Week brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
Did United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Now the collision has lived up to the billing so far. West Valley leads 25-14 over Anderson, but the Cubs are on the march now with 1:57 to go in the second quarter. Anderson has the big kid back in the backfield to help block. So far, that is all Cody Crawford has done. It's the second game back from injury. He has been recovering from a knee injury. Looking to pass. They're leaving both backs in to block. Going deep down the left sideline to Teagan. Complete just off his fingertips. Oh, my. They did help out there with some extra covered line. Thibodeau, who's played in that secondary before, has moved up front more often on West Valley, but they gave a little help on the coverage there. Thibodeau and I believe Morosti both on the coverage. Oh, no, that was Booth. So as I had mentioned, they're going to have to come up, scheme it a little bit to figure out a way. But honestly, if Teague gets his fingers 6 inches further out, he's got it. It was just off his fingertips. So Gator Wilson out of the pistol. Again, both backs are blocking. Throws it right side. This time's Crowell. And Crowell gets spun around. And I believe he may have been tackled by a horse collar. He's inside the 30, and a flag is thrown there on the tackle. And that will just move Anderson closer. And they do have a good field goal kicker. Minute 43, clock is stopped. So that one will hurt. Personal foul. They actually gave him a face mask. Or they did call the horse collar. So I got it right. So they did get it, but that's a big, that could be a big foul there. Could be a big penalty. We'll just have to see. It'll be first and 10 on, they're going to mark it on the 14-yard line, 1:43 to go. Let's keep it here because this could be one of those you don't want to miss a play, right? West Valley, as we mentioned, these teams have been going toe-to-toe. It's been a nice boxing match so far. West Valley scored, Anderson scored, West Valley scored, Anderson scored, West Valley scored, West Valley scored. Now Anderson would like to cut it down. It's 25-14. West Valley scored first, and if you score first and you score last, you're going to win a lot of games. I will say this. We mentioned the points this year. The bugaboo quarter for West Valley has been the third. They have averaged – they've only scored, I believe, a total of 24 points in the third quarter. That's 4 points a quarter average in the third. They've been Anderson on the other side. That has been their most productive quarter. So if Anderson can go into halftime feeling confident, well, we'll just have to see. Gator Wilson under center this time. I formation, they give it the fullback. And that might have been Crawford's first carry. No, it was Eric Chestnut. Who's a big load up there. He averages, he came in with 22 carries, 99 yards on the year. But he's a big kid, 5'11", 206. So they want to try to soften the underbelly there. Like second down and 10. Anderson, now you got a shorter field. Now you're in red zone. A little bit harder to get that space downfield. So you have to run routes. Back to the pistol. Single back now is Devin Wilson. They've got a slot to the left. That's Chestnut. They're running the option left, and oh, West Valley bought it. Didn't buy it, but turning, beating one man, Devin Wilson gets out of bounds. But I tell you, he was greeted in the backfield, and they were not able to knock him down. But it was an interesting option, basically a naked pitch, so a quick toss. And they had a guy stunting through that had a shot at him, and I think it was Lambert. Either way, he did not. He bought into the juke of Wilson, I guess you might say, and Devin just made something out of what should have been nothing. Picked up two, so it's third and 7. You're in field goal range now. Two backs out of the and the pistol. That's your backfield. Two wide receivers to the right. Gator Wilson throws right into the end zone. Is it caught there? No, it's knocked down. Terrific defensive play by Dylan Booth over in that corner. Actually, Morosti defending. And it was Booth. It was Booth. Thank you. I heard a mom yell. Way to go, Booth. Morosti wears number four. Booth wears number four. Morosti wears seven. Doesn't matter to you. You're listening on the radio. So the big Cubs are now going to look at kicking. Brian Melendez. You have Gator Wilson with the long hair out of the back of the helmet holding. He's your quarterback. Ball is placed on the 18-yard line. Makes it a 28-yard field goal. And let's see what the left-footed Brian Melendez can do. Good snap. Good place. Kick is up. And it is good.
And the kick is good. So 28-yard
a 28-yard field goal, and Anderson gets on the board by Melendez with 51 seconds to go. Anderson answers back, and they trail 25-17. Taking a quick break. West Valley gets the ball when we return. Game of the week brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Well, they're set to kick it off here to start the, or rather, West Valley would like to make something special happen. They get 51 ticks of the clock. And Anderson set to kick off after Melendez's field goal. Now we're going to have a timeout. Might as well use it, they say. Somebody wanted to see what the kick coverage looked like. Were they going to come out and go for the onside? I think that would be insane. I don't think you'd see that. But we'll take another timeout. 25-17 is West Valley's lead late in the second quarter. Game of the week on KCNR.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
We're set for the kick now after the touchdown, or rather the score. And West Valley's expecting Anderson to come with a short kick, if not an onside, another one of those placement kicks that Melendez showed them earlier that was almost recovered by Anderson. Let's see what they're going to do. A little more student body right now. He's going to go ahead and kick it, and he kicks it deep. Bounces about the 10 and going to go out of bounds. It's going to be a touchback. Well, I thought it was going to go out of bounds at the 1. That would have still been a penalty on it. All right, so that is where West Valley will take it over. It, by the way, set to return was Damian Long. He didn't get to touch it, though, unfortunately for Damian. Damian is one of their wide receivers. Has some good speed, good size. Comes over to the sideline now as Kit McClellan will have 51 seconds to work with. Actually, they're going to show a little razzle. No, they're going to send Hayden Boyes out wide to the right. He has single coverage there. Fly left to right, spinning back around is Morosti. Misdirection. Now he's going to throw. Play action. Up for grabs. Right down the sideline on the right side. Is it complete? A terrific acrobatic catch by Hayden Boyes in tough man-to-man coverage over there. Terrific catch. Teague was right there with him. First down. West Valley gets the big play.
46-yard line.
So that was about a 44.
First down.
Yep. Well, let's see. Yeah, it was on the 20, so yeah. 34. yard play. And West Valley with 40, that only took 9 seconds. Give it to the fly. No, they give it to the misdirection back left side. Uh-oh, Agor scoots inside. Gavin Wilson has to be brought down from behind at the 25-yard line. Nice misdirection. Fooled me and half the people on the defense for Anderson. Don't feel bad. It was tough. And now the play quickly coming in. Wacker into the game. Coming out is that big back, Aguilar. And they may call timeout. West Valley couldn't get the guys in that they wanted. I think they were going to show, going to try something special. They were 28 seconds. So West Valley calls the timeout on the run with 28 seconds to go in the half. Nobody's giving up any ground here. Game of the week brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
All right, back to the game of the week brought to you by Kia. West Valley on the move with 28 seconds to go, 25-yard line. Let's see where it's placed. Yeah, it looks right about there, maybe. 20. Right there, left side hash mark. Wacker is in the backfield. McClellan, of course, the quarterback. McClellan, what the officials are trying to do right now. I have no idea. McClellan comes back towards the sideline as they kind of try to get everything set up. May have been an equipment issue. Wacker, one of the backs. Morosti, the fly to the left. They're on the left side hash mark. Lambert's going to be your fly to the right. One of those guys may go in motion, but Lambert's got, looks like he's got single coverage and some room way out wide to the right is Hayden Boyce. Always dangerous in the end zone. See what they're going to do. It's first and 10. Fly left to right. Rolling right. Looking to throw to the man underneath. It's complete to Morosti. He'll get down to the 16-yard line. Clock now will tick. No timeouts left. Or they have one timeout left, I guess. They're going to try to get to it. 13, 12, 11, 10. And he runs up the middle, and I just kind of keeps it. What are they doing there? Oh, clock's got to continue to go there. I believe they are out of timeouts. Had a miss snap, and they're not going to get it off. That'll be the end zone. Yeah, I believe they were out of timeouts there. And so West Valley marches, but they cannot get out of bounds. They can't stop the clock. And we go to halftime. What a doozy, folks. Punch to punch, blow to blow, swing to swing. This has been so far a South County collision. It is 25-17, Eagles on top of the Cubs at halftime. Your game of the week is brought to you by Kia. I'm Brent Weber, and we appreciate you joining us tonight. We're going to take a quick break. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with some more scores and bring you a recap of the first half. It's all coming ahead on this homecoming night from the pasture in Cottonwood, California, where West Valley leads 25-17 at half over Anderson. The game of the week brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias, and we love them.
It's Customer Appreciation Month with some of the best deals of the year on the cars and SUVs Redding loves to drive.
Gas prices are ridiculous right now. Drive a 2019 Kia Niro CUV, get an estimated 50 miles per gallon, and receive $1,500 in Kia customer cash. That's a customer appreciation deal.
Or how about a super affordable 2020 Kia Sportage with all-wheel drive? Winter's coming, and if you want to go anywhere, on-road or off, this is your SUV. Get your best price and $2,000 Kia customer cash at Redding Kia.
And every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, the best in the business. Warranty's a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia. SaleEdsMedia.com or retailer for details.
SaleEds 1031-2019. Billy is the marketing manager for Redding Kia.
For the vehicles Northern California loves to drive, nobody does it better than Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, 418 East Cypress, RedingKia.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
The South County Collision in Cottonwood, California tonight has been a doozy so far. It's West Valley 25-17 at the half, leading Anderson on homecoming for West Valley. You'll hear that in the background. And I tell you what, it is really a fun rivalry. I think you got fans from both Anderson and West Valley, family members, and it has just been a fun night. They've gone back and forth, so hopefully we'll get some more of the same in the second half, as this has been a doozy so far. Let's bring you up to date, try to find some of scores that we can for you of some other games. So, you know, I'm kind of doing this new school way, checking our NorCal Spores hashtag on Twitter to get you some updates. We mentioned, let's see, Sutter is shutting out Gridley, so they've answered that call. Now in the fourth, Sutter leads Gridley 21-0. Hey, my buddy Chip Thompson down in Red Bluff reporting that Myers hit Bova in the end zone, 30 seconds left in the half. That's from Chip Thompson's tweet. Red Bluff newspaper, terrific writer. He's the editor at the Daily News, and Chasta, now they're for real. They are leading Red Bluff 28-3. That is in Red Bluff. Enterprise fumbled the punt return. This is from Joseph Shuffleberger. He also reports out of Chico. This is according to his tweet. So Grant Garrison recovered that fumble, and then they would wind up scoring. So PV is now leading 45-7 over Enterprise in that one. Other score updates. Corning leads Yreka 34-14. We'll try to find you a few others as we're scooching through. Calusa's over Durham 14-0. That's in the fourth.
We're going slightly towards West Valley.
And you can hear in the background that there's a tug of war with West Valley and Anderson at halftime, so they're having some fun. Arcata, the coast over, leads Hoopa 22-13. Well, some of you could be listening from out there. And Lassen, end of the first. We'd mentioned this one a while ago. They were leading 21-0. So we'll check. We'll now check that Max Preps and see if they've got anything else for us in terms of updated scores from the North State. A lot of missing scores. Modoc, it's reported now as a final 39-0 over Maxwell. Wheatland is going to beat Las Plumas 29-0. They lead in the second half. Portola over Biggs 20-10 in the fourth. Mount Shasta has the lead on Williams 15-8. East Nicholas crushed Trinity 58-12. Lassen, it is a final now. Central's just run into some good teams this year. They played some tough games. They ran into the West Valleys. Now they're running into the Lassens. Lassen beats Central 48-7, the final score there.
Will be
let's see. Chico leads Yreka 28-0. That's in Chico in the second half. Orland over Oroville 31-13 now. The score there, that is in the third quarter still. We mentioned Pleasant Valley was beating Enterprise pretty good. No update on the UPrep game. That's a big one there at home against Hamilton. Calusa leading Durham 15-0. And those are the scores that we have for you. Updates on those scores. We'll try to get you the homecoming winner. We're going to do that during the break. It is homecoming night at the pasture. West Valley leading 25-17 at half. We'll be back with more halftime festivities and a recap of some of the scoring when we return to the Game of the Week brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents The Rocky Horror Show, its first production at their new theater at 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. This cult classic tells the musical tale of the newly engaged Brad and Janet, who get caught in a storm near the home of Dr. Frankenfurter and are in for a wild night of misadventure. The Rocky Horror Show, on stage at Axiom Repertory Theater October 17th through Halloween. Full audience participation is encouraged. Axiom's next stage is here, and it's here thanks to you. Tickets and information at axreptheater.com.
Big Bike Weekend roars, rumbles, and rides into Reading October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Experience the Remembrance Joyride and the Think Pink Poker Run. Friday starts with a special concert at the Cascade Theater with ZZ Tush. Vendor booths at Big League Dreams Saturday and Sunday, plus great food and drinks and live music from the Fry Brothers. Brought to you in part by Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, Sierra Steel Harley-Davidson, Camping World, KHSL TV 12, and KMVN TV 24. For event details and to register, go to BigBikeWeekend.com or register at Sierra Steel Harley-Davidson in Chico. Big Bike Weekend, October 11th, 12th, and 13th.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
So what's scorecard scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to our North State Game of the Week, brought to you by Kia Motors on Cypress. The South County Collision has lived up to the billing so far. West Valley currently 25-17 on top of Anderson at halftime. Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Weber. We now have a homecoming queen and a homecoming king. We learned during the ceremonies here at halftime, the festivities, that Cade Lambert of the Eagles was named the homecoming king earlier today. He's a senior captain on the team and a star of the first half as well. His 65-yard touchdown reception, one of the biggest plays of the night so far. There have been quite a few. 19-14 gave West Valley a lead that they have not relinquished. But he's the king and the queen tonight. Congratulations to the young lady named Rose Matthews. Rose Matthews, congratulations to the young lady for winning homecoming queen tonight here at West Valley High School in Shasta County. An NAL matchup that is probably going to be one that will, well, most people believe the champion of the league will come out of this. I tell you, I don't think it's a two-team race. I think Lassen proving again tonight that they're in the midst of this thing. But so far, West Valley has looked awfully, awfully good, and Anderson has looked awfully, awfully good. It has been a fun first half. Let's recap real quick while the players continue their warm-ups here to start the second half. West Valley scored first, 5:33 to go in the first quarter. McClellan to Morosti, 7 yards. It was 38 yards, a 7-0 lead. Anderson answered back on a 4-yard run by Devin Wilson.
head on over.
And that gave them a 7-7 tie game, 2:42 to go in the first. West Valley scored one more time in the first quarter, a four-yard run by Wacker with 29 seconds to go. The point after failed. It was 13-7. In the second quarter, Anderson scored on a 69-yard touchdown pass, Gator Wilson to Kroll, and the PAT made it 14-13. Anderson with 10:05 to go in the second quarter. West Valley scored with 6:34 to go in the second quarter on a 65-yard touchdown pass. McClellan to Lambert, 19-14. They went for two. It failed. And then West Valley, first time that anybody had back-to-back scores in the first half. Booth, a 30-yard run, beautiful misdirection. And with 3:02 to go in the half, West Valley was up 25-14 after the failed point after. Anderson came back. In NFL terms, they left a little too much time on the clock. It did not hurt them. They scored with 51 seconds on a nice 28-yard field goal. We mentioned both of these teams have good, capable field goal kickers. Brian Melendez, the 28-yard field goal, brought Anderson to within a touchdown and a two-point conversion anyway. They trailed 25-17 at halftime, and that, after West Valley came up short, they ran out of timeouts. They were marching down and probably were pretty close to field goal range for their kicker, but they were not able to get the clock to stop, and that ran the hourglass empty in the first half of the South County Collision. So that's where we stand, halftime of our Game of the Week, brought to you by Kia Motors on Cypress here on KCNR. We'll be back with the start of the second half in just a moment. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KCNR.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
My name is Mike Gutierrez. I'm a 40-year resident in Shasta County, and I served honorably and proudly in the United States Marine Corps from 1967 to 70. With a tour in Vietnam. My experiences and lessons that I learned in the Marine Corps continue to benefit me even today. Semper Fi.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks you for your service and your sacrifice. United in care.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, the clock has been set for 12 minutes here in the third. West Valley in there. Cardinal uniforms, that's kind of maroon and gold or garnet and gold, but they're cardinal and Vegas gold with the white numerals and those cardinal helmets. They are warmed up, as is Anderson, the white jerseys, white pants, but tell you, everybody's dirty tonight. Nobody's still got clean britches, I can tell you that right now. They've been rolling around, and it has been a terrific, hard-hitting football game so far. All right, so I believe West Valley will take the kickoff here in the second half. They'll get the football to start things. And Anderson, with their blue helmets and their gold face masks, their gold trimmed blue numerals and blue sleeves, they are ready to go. Everybody's warmed up. Everybody's ready to get it going. Let's see what the second half brings. In the South County Collision, with West Valley leading 25-17, Anderson's Brian Melendez set to bring toe to leather, and we are underway. A line drive, and it's fielded by an upback, and then it squirts free, but they'll still have good field position at the 40 as he recovered. It was kind of odd as the guy that took the kick, he just kind of spun around, and then the ball just squirted out. That was Michael Harris. Mike's like, hey, I'm a defensive player. I'm not used to field and line drives, but he did great. He fell on it. And West Valley, again, they've got some pretty good field position tonight. It almost cost Anderson in the end of that first half. West Valley had great field position, and then they brought it down. It looked like they were going to have time, but they could have used one of those timeouts. So the senior quarterback, Kit McClellan, under center. Gives it to Morosti. From the left fly, he spins around off the right tackle and is dropped after a pickup of about 3 yards on that play. I believe that was Peyton Bauer on that particular play. All right. Ball near midfield, 44-yard line of West Valley. 11:30, just underway here in the second half. McClellan's under center now. Sends a man from left to right, gives it to the misdirection. Nice scoot to the left. That's the big back, Josh Aguilar. We got flags all over the place. The player down, but I think he's going to be all right. Somebody's hurt down on the line, so I don't know if he had the wind knocked out of him or what. He's having a hard it's his right leg. It could be a cramp, though, so I'm not going to – don't want to scare any moms out there listening. Yeah, it just could be a cramp. That's what he pointed to his calf. That was Peyton Bauer. And he's up. He's like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. He's going to go off, but I think he just had a little bit of a cramp or a kick maybe in the calf. He's fine. He's walking off. And a timeout. That with an injury, they'll always stop the clock. The CIF and the high school rules. And we got a face mask. That was the actual flag on the defense. That's a big one. Oh, no, and one on the offense. So guess what? We just washed those out.
Like offsetting penalties.
Replay the down. So it'll be second down and six. Colton Pardee over on the defense, too. He's in from the, got some words from the sideline. Anderson ready to go. So West Valley, did they start the clock back up for them? Well, they won't start the clock back up, but they'll start the play clock. And now they do start the clock. Under center's McClellan. They're showing a strong set. That's Morosti right to left. They give it to Aguilar. He's hit at the line of scrimmage and then isn't able to move Lambert any further from there. Lambert trying to strip the ball. Pickup of maybe two. But Aguilar wasn't given any ground either.
Picks up about three. Bring up third and three.
They'll call it third down. Yeah, I agree with our PA announcer. I think it's about third and three. 10:40 now, third quarter. West Valley, they've been showing the strong set. That's tight ends and maybe one fly. And this time they've got two flies, tight end to the right, and that's Aguilar lining up to. And instead they give it to the tail, who's Morosti. They're showing some different looks, personnel-wise anyway,
Morosti.
Trying to get Morosti into some space. All right, so it's the first down. DeAndre Guy was in on that play as well. We haven't seen a lot of him, but he's a good speedster. They've got some depth at some of their skill positions. Showing strong side, left side hash mark, moving left to right. West Valley on offense now inside Anderson territory. They toss right this time to Lambert. A flag down on the play. He gets some blocks on the sweep before he's run out of bounds and is slung to the ground. By Teague.
Lambert brought down by Teague.
But there was a flag back near the line of scrimmage. It's in that area where you usually will get a hold. Clock's at 9:46. Stopped for the officials to sort it out. Let's see what we got here. They're going to walk it off against West Valley, so I'm guessing that is indeed going to be a hold. Yep, that's what it was. Down near the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be first and 20. So they push it back into West Valley territory. Aguilar's going to come out for a play. They've got Wacker in our, excuse me, that's Lambert off to the left fly. Now they bring Booth, who ran for a touchdown, as a misdirection. They give it to Lambert. It's stripped. It's loose. Who's got it? It's falling forward, and Anderson's going to have the football.
Anderson recovers.
That was Wacker on the carry. The ball just knocked loose. Hard-hitting defense, both sides. That's the way it's been. Anderson recovers, and the Cubs get the first break of the second half. 9:19 to go. Ball still at midfield, so West Valley moved it. Anderson was able to strip it, really just hammer it out of there. So quickly, guys that are playing both ways, like Booth, who's now got Christian Teague to worry about. That's a size mismatch, but they're going to run it up the gut to start things off with Devin Wilson, trying to soften things up the middle. But, man, I'll tell you, West Valley and Cade Lambert's defense, the king, as they call him today, the homecoming king, makes a stop. Gain of a half yard. It's at the 49-plus yard line. It's inside the 50 of Anderson, inside on the Anderson side. So second down and 9.5. They're going to send Teague out wide to the right. On the left side hash mark, they've got three guys there, including Cody Crawford, who's in the block. So they give it to Devin Wilson. He follows Crawford, who seals off the right side, and he gets the first. Nice big block by Cody Crawford. He's a load, man. And he's not going to be carrying the ball a lot yet. But, boy, that was a nice block that he came basically like a pulling guard almost. He was in the H-back or the, you know, the wing position and just came powering through. He's a big old fella. So Crawford led the way for Devin Wilson for the first. It is now in West Valley territory. Clock inside 8:30. Pistol and single back. That's Devin Wilson behind Gator. Gator calls out the audible. Now he's set to throw on first down. Has a man left side in double coverage, but leaping and making the catch is Christian Teague. Teague was in the midst of not just two, but three defenders. And he just went up and used his size advantage and made the catch. Thibodeau and Booth were there. They're putting an extra guy over there on Teague, but Teague with that 6'2", 184-pound frame, and a well-thrown ball by Gator Wilson. Wilson, as you heard Don Trotter say in the pregame interview, he said he's as accurate a quarterback as he's ever had. And that was an example of that. They must have really worked on those. 7:53 now. Anderson in the red zone. Devin Wilson left side, but it kind of swallows him up. Going to maybe get a gain, maybe a yard. Lambert on the stop. Not alone there. Lambert gets some help defensively from a whole bunch of guys. Reginato was there as well. Also, Spencer Sellers, junior nose guard, getting some snaps in there. Moving. So let's see. Left side hash mark. They're inside the 15-14 yard line. They're going to throw. Anderson. Gator Wilson throws it right side. Flag down. It's going to be a pass interference. It's complete. To Teague in the corner, the front corner, he hits the cone, touchdown, and I believe it's going to be pass interference.
A touchdown is a flag down.
They threw it right at the receiver and the, no, it's a hold against the defense. Touchdown! Wow. It was just a mano throwing it towards the front cone of the end zone down on the right side, and West Valley can't answer those mismatches so far. Wow. That was a big one. 14-yard touchdown pass. Here to start the scoring. I don't think it'll be the only one. And are they going to go for two? Well, Anderson wants to. They're going to go for two because it would tie it up. Since West Valley's missed 3 points after. They're going to throw here. Having a roll right is Gator Wilson. He's got to go for it. A flag down. He is dropped for the loss. We'll see what the flag is.
Wilson sacked by Reginato.
Reginato came in and dropped him. We'll see what the – it's a hold against the offense, so the point after fails. So it makes all kinds of sense. But with 7:11 to go, much like the first half, old momentum has just been a pendulum. I'm telling you, it is swinging back and forth. It is not on anybody's side. And it is 23-25. Anderson scores, draws first blood of the second half. They still trail West Valley 25-23. It's the KCNR Game of the Week brought to you by Kia Motors.
Big Bike Weekend roars, rumbles, and rides into Reading October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Experience the Remembrance Joyride and the Think Pink Poker Run. Friday starts with a special concert at the Cascade Theater with ZZ Tush. Vendor booths at Big League Dreams Saturday and Sunday, plus great food and drinks and live music from the Fry Brothers. Brought to you in part by Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, Sierra Steel Harley-Davidson, Camping World, KHSL TV 12, and KMVN TV 24. For event details and to register, go to BigBikeWeekend.com or register at Sierra Steel Harley-Davidson in Chico. Big Bike Weekend, October 11th, 12th, and 13th.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, if you're lucky, you get a little, you brought a little snack to the game, as I did. I picked up some trail mix. So sorry to share that with you folks, but I had to try to get some energy. I'm going to need it.
Melendez kick.
Melendez kicks off after the touchdown. Morosti returning this one, gets across the 20 to the 23. And that is where West Valley will begin.
397717.
On this homecoming night, West Valley leading 25-23. They did show some good signs of moving the ball. But Anderson recovered a fumble, turned it into points. First points of this second half.
397717.
So we'll see what the Eagles do. Reginato comes in. He'll likely be at one of the flies. They break the huddle, taking it over. First and 10 on their own. We'll call it 22-yard line. Aguilar, the single back. They've got an H-back now. Reginato, right to left, goes in motion. That's who gets the ball, follows Aguilar's block around the left side. Reginato still battling. Beats one man, beats another at midfield, and finally will be brought down at the 48-yard line of Anderson by Marquise Kroll.
It's going to be a first down Eagles.
Wow. It looked for a second there that Christian Teague was going to bring him down. And now we've got an injured player down on the field for West Valley. And while they tend to that player, we'll go ahead and take a break. This has been a battle so far. 6:53 to go in the third. West Valley on offense, leading 25-23, the game of the week, brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
Big Bike Weekend roars, rumbles, and rides into Reading October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Experience the Remembrance Joyride and the Think Pink Poker Run. Friday starts with a special concert at the Cascade Theater with ZZ Tush. Vendor booths at Big League Dreams Saturday and Sunday, plus great food and drinks and live music from the Fry Brothers. Brought to you in part by Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, Sierra Steel Harley-Davidson, Camping World, KHSL TV 12, and KMVN TV 24. For event details and to register, go to BigBikeWeekend.com or register at Sierra Steel Harley-Davidson in Chico. Big Bike Weekend, October 11th, 12th, and 13th.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents The Rocky Horror Show, its first production at their new theater at 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. This cult classic tells the musical tale of the newly engaged Brad and Janet, who get caught in a storm near the home of Dr. Frankenfurter and are in for a wild night of misadventure. The Rocky Horror Show, on stage at Axiom Repertory Theater October 17th through Halloween. Full audience participation is encouraged. Axiom's next stage is here, and it's here thanks to you. Tickets and information at axreptheater.com.
Grab your lederhosen and join Turtle Bay Saturday, October 12th from 4 to 7 p.m. for our annual Oktoberfest event. Celebrate fall with cold beer, live music, tasty food, and more. Presale tickets are $15 or $20 at the door. Price includes your first beer free. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241 8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
So Brian Smith, injured player, looks like a right leg injury or foot injury of some sorts. He's being helped off the field, and hopefully he'll be all right. Don't know if he'll be back. He's a senior lineman, so that's a big hole there on their right side. West Valley on offense, ready to go. Kip McClellan runs a reverse now, coming from the left side. Lambert, he turns the corner. He's going to go all the way. Boy, everybody bought in the reverse. They thought they were going left. Lambert was going right. And West Valley just went 47 yards for the score. Listen in. It was just one. They bought. Anderson bought it. It was a perfectly played reverse. Everybody was going left except Lambert. And 47 yards later, the King, it is his royal night tonight, coming. Gets the touchdown, 6:44 to go here in the third, leading 31-23. Now you think they're going to kick. I mean, I would assume you'll kick now, but let's see. No sense in going for two now because you're up eight. You kick the point after. What are they doing? What you guys doing? Was there a penalty? Did I miss something? Well, there must have been a celebration penalty because he's having to kick. I didn't see the penalty, but he's having to kick from the 25. So they must have had a celebration penalty. That'd be a 15-yarder. And they're going to go for one. Snaps down. Kick is up. It's got distance. And it is good. So West Valley now up by nine. That's better than eight. In high school football math, because that means Anderson has to score twice. They can't tie it with a touchdown and a two-pointer. The PAT was good, and it makes it 32-23 West Valley. Talk about they must have used the time out well to plan that play and catch Anderson overplaying the left side sweep, and on the reverse, they get the big touchdown for the score. All right, you're listening to the game of the week so far. Second half's just as exciting as the first. It's the game of the week on KCNR.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash, located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
We're back. Game of the week. Christian Teague set to take the kick to start the second half. Oh, went off his foot. His hand now goes into the end zone. It'll be a touchback. Well, he's lucky that it was kicked deep enough. So Anderson will take it over first and 10 on the 20-yard line after the big reverse for a score by Kate Lambert, his second touchdown of the day. What a fun game this has been so far, whichever side you're cheering for. We appreciate you listening in wherever you are. On our game of the week tonight. We weren't with you last week. We had some technical difficulties out of our control. But I'm back in the saddle, and glad you're with us. It's Cubs and Eagles working out of the gun. It's Gator Wilson. Going to give it to the lone back, Devin. He tries to scoot left. There wasn't a whole lot of room there on that line. Now, West Valley has made inside yardage tough tonight.
Wilson brought down.
No real game. Tough. Lambert came in and helped us fill that gap.
On the stop.
There were a whole bunch. Game. Thibodeau was there, and a couple of guys starting to get a little bit wobbly. You know, this has been a physical game so far. We've seen one injury. We've seen a couple of cramps. And the Cubs have utilized the size and athleticism and the good hands of their big receivers, Kroll and Teague, to their advantage. Those two guys are wide left, and they give it instead to Devin Wilson. He's still on his feet. Got the first down off the right side, then turned on his second gear and down across close to the 40s at about the 38-yard line of Anderson. The Cubs on the move. 32-23. These two teams score. I mean, they score. West Valley averages over 37 points a game. Anderson over 28, 29 points a game. That ought to tell you something. And they both scored a lot of points on a couple. Okay, and I've seen West Valley games where they could have scored more. Gator Wilson under center this time gives to Wilson out of an eye back. Goes right side. Picks up three on first down. So they're still trying to run the ball on first down, but that has certainly not necessarily been predictable. We got a player down. These kids play both ways, an awful lot of them.
Get in there, boy.
And somebody's down. Let's just don't like to see serious injuries. Of course, we just don't want to scare anybody. Nope, he's moving around, so it looks like we've got an Anderson Cub down. And we're going to take a quick timeout. 5:41 to go. Cubs on offense. It'll be second and six when we return. It's the game of the week brought to you by Kia Motors on Cypress on KCNR.
My name is Mike Gutierrez. I'm a 40-year resident in Shasta County, and I served honorably and proudly in the United States Marine Corps from 1967 to 70 with a tour in Vietnam. My experiences and lessons that I learned in the Marine Corps continue to benefit me even today. Semper Fi.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks you for your service and your sacrifice. United in care.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Back to action. Devin Wilson was the injured player. Gator Wilson looking to pass here on second down, and he is dropped for a loss. They threw some stuntage up there at him. He couldn't get rid of the ball. Reginato was there. And that's what we saw from West Valley early in the game. They just powered through that offensive line. Not sure if Devin Wilson's going to be back in. I mean, he got up, left on his own power.
Third down and about 14.
I think he's trying to talk his way back in right now. 4:53 to go. So now it's going to be third. Pretty big loss, but not the end of the world. Third and 13. If you're Anderson, the ball's on the 35-yard line. So they have twins out to the left. The big receivers are there. They look like they're in single coverage. We'll have to see. Split backs behind the pistol. Now Booth drops back to give some room to Teague. Throwing left side up for grabs. That's Crow, and it's intercepted. Intercepted at the 40-yard line, and Crow tackles him and runs him out of bounds. They threw that one up for grabs, but this time Jacob Best was there. And you can only, you know, it's tough to throw one up for grabs if the defense is in double coverage there or you're throwing a little zone in that way. And that's exactly what happened. And that time, either he overthrew it or it was a curl back and the receiver didn't read the pass. Either way, first interception of the game. And that's the third of the year for Gator. Anderson's back on defense now. West Valley back on offense now. So the interception by the one team, we'll see if anything happens with that. All right, out of the power, the fly's spinning around. Hey, still on his feet. Should have been brought down. Finally dragged down from behind. Rowdy Cedars comes in and makes the stop of the big kid Aguilar. I'll tell you, he should have been stopped at the line of scrimmage, but he gets 20 out of that. It's down to the 32-yard line, 33 we'll call it. Wow. That was a big play. Just running their offense, just running that two-back flyback. They do so well. They went back to that offense this year. Now they throw a couple of wings, one on either side. Reginato in motion. Gets it, so he sweeps left side. Now cuts back inside the grain where he is greeted by some big old angry Cubs. And those are full-grown bears in there.
Reginato,
Colton Pardee, one of the guys to stop him. So he's down inside the 30. McClone gets the play from the sideline. Now checks the call on his wrist. Boys comes in. He's always dangerous. Let's see where Boys is going to go. Boyce is wide to your right. Lambert is a wing to the left. Reginato wing to the right. Only guy in the backfield, Aguilar, behind McClellan, under center. And they give it to Reginato. He goes right to left, follows the sweep, but cuts inside his block. Reginato gets enough. He might have the first. He's very close. I think he's got it. They may have to measure. We'll see.
Third and short.
Yeah, he's just short.
23.
Tells you what I know. 3:06 now. Clock ticking. We're down inside 3 minutes now. Looks like Reginato came out, so Morosti is back in. Nope. Reginato did not come off the field. He stayed on the field. Oh, either that or it's an illegal substitution, and so they've called timeout. That may have been what happened. I think Reginato went out. Once you've gone off, you can't come right back in. And so I think they went ahead and burned a timeout there for that exact reason. They need the play on third and short in the red zone, or, yeah, close to the red zone, 23. So we're going to keep it right here. It's 32-23. If West Valley, they're up two scores right now, up by nine, you get another three at least out of this. But you get six or seven or eight. Then you've got a three-score lead, essentially, and that is big in a game like this. I mean, both these teams have good defenses. Both these teams have excellent skill positions players. Right now, there have been mismatch issues. Nobody can stop Josh Aguilar once he gets up ahead of steam. And West Valley's offense, no matter how many times you've played against it, if it's run properly and McClellan has taken an awful lot of snaps as a quarterback, it is awfully hard to stop with the misdirection and so on. Okay, so we're back at it after the timeout. 2:50 to go. They got a wide out way to the right. Left side hash mark. Need just one. I'm thinking he's going to keep it. Let's see what McClellan does. Sends a man. No, he doesn't. He does. He sends a man in motion, and we've got a whistle. I think there may have been some movement.
Let him play!
Let's see. Yeah, there was. I saw a little movement, and that changes the scenario, but they're out of field goal range. I mean, if the game were on the line, sure.
False start against Eagles.
Reginato back in. Morosti out. Reginato gives Kit McClellan the play. With 2:50 to go. So it's third and five. Ball at about the 30. Single back. They're showing run here. They give it on the sweep to the right side to Reginato. Follows one blocker. He's slung to the ground by Lambert. Did he get to first?
About the 23.
He's going to be just short. Is this four down territory? Oh, no, he got it. He did get it. He did get it. All right. Well, West Valley still rolling. And they're trying to pick up the pace a little bit now, which isn't a bad idea. If you can, 32-23, they are good at eating up the clock and showing their offense. So they're using misdirection. You got a single back, but with all those flies in tight, they send right to left, Morosti. It's McClellan on the reverse to Lambert, left to right, touchdown. He beats his man into the end zone. Same thing. They showed everything left offensively. Anderson overplayed, and Lambert off of his left fly position. Gets out for his first two steps. He gets a full head of steam, and the king is court, has back on the board. 38-23, Lambert gets the touchdown. Not sure what the yardage was on that. So Lambert, again on the reverse. Anderson just overplaying that one, just overplaying it a little bit. Now they're going to, once again, Serrato into kick. Snaps down, kick is up, and it is good. So it is now 39-23. That's a big margin. That's two touchdowns and two-point conversions. So essentially, you're looking at 16. That's two touchdowns and a field goal. We'll see what Anderson's got in their bag of tricks. Can they answer as the West Valley Eagles take a big lead, their biggest of the night, 39-23 on the Game of the Week, brought to you by Kia.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
As a playoff field tonight in our game of the week brought to you by Kia, the South County Collision has been just that, collision of two excellent programs, great coaching staffs, and good schools and good teams. Let's see what they got. We still have time to go. Teague takes the kick now going right side, cannot outrun the coverage. We got a flag down there. It could be an illegal block or something, because anytime you're cutting back against the grain, you never know what you're going to get on a return. Didn't really get much out of all that work. He went a lot of left to right, but not a lot of north to south. Or, you know, he went a lot of east to west, not a lot of, forget it. You know what I mean. Let's see what the flag is. Yeah, it's going to be a hold on the return. Sometimes that happens. So they'll march that off, and so Anderson, with 2:11 to go in the third, they need to score and get the ball back. In West Valley, with their size and their depth and their precision on offense, you can't fall any much further behind them if you're Anderson. And nobody knows that better than Don Trotter and his staff. They've been down this road before. Gators, the quarterback, they got a strong side left. Single back. That's Devin Wilson back in the game. He's got some room. Had a hold to line of scrimmage this time. Was able to turn on second gear. Get a nice little scoot forward and gets the first down. So he's down to close to the 30. Yeah, 28, we'll call it. Anderson gets out of the – you just never want to feel that the darkness of your own end zone behind you. The light of the first set of lights, you know, the first tower is where you want to live at the start of any series. Never want to be before that. All right, well, they got double motion. They're lucky that they didn't get called there. They give it instead up the middle. Curious. I know that you got to not be predictable. This isn't the NFL where you can stand back and air it out. But Devin Wilson, who came off looking a little tired last series, he gets a couple. But those are hard yards. And the clock's down inside 120. And Anderson wants to keep, even though most of their guys play both ways, I mean, you know, they're trying to at least give their defensive line a break here. You do want to eat up some clock, but you're down by two scores. Now back to the pistol. It's actually the shotgun, single back. Gives it to Devin Wilson, and he's dropped. I mean, in the backfield by Lambert.
Wilson,
a loss of maybe two. So they're going to be back at third and 10. I'm surprised. I am surprised that they're not throwing it. Maybe it's the location on the field. Maybe it was the defensive coverage changes. Well, that's the case. Then you just have to go to some slant ends, set up a passing screen. Still want to give those kids a chance instead of just airing it out. I know I'm not saying anything Don Trotter and his staff don't know. So let's see what they do here. Pistol two backs. Gator Wilson takes one step off the pistol. Now he throws it left side. Underthrows intentionally because that gives the chance to Teague to step back underneath his coverage, make the catch. Thibodeau was helping out over there. Booth was there. And actually Lambert was over there too. So they're reading that well. I mean, they know Teague and Kroll are the guys. But Anderson, that was nicely, it was designed that way. So it's basically like the old button hook, a mid-size route down the left side, and then underthrow it slightly. He curls back in. The defense is, they're playing him in and out, and we got a timeout. So they're trying to give him a little bit of room, and in doing that, you just run a curl in or the good old-fashioned button hook. So that's the end of the fourth quarter. Clock ticks. Four fingers are held up now by West Valley on homecoming night. Their defense has to make a stand. Anderson on the march, trailing 39-23 on the game of the week. Brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Welcome back. Game of the week. At the pasture, they're going to swap sides. You know how it works. They're all holding up four fingers. West Valley wants to own it. Anderson wants to take it. Who will win this quarter? This is the quarter. This was one of the best third quarters that West Valley has had all season long. So you put that in perspective because third quarter has been their bugaboo. So it was a 7-7 third quarter, and that, or 14-7, excuse me. And West Valley drops Devin Wilson on first down. So now West Valley's moving left to right. So that's east to west if you've ever been here. Moon is high above, and it's dark up here this time of night. Not a lot of big buildings, not a lot of big flashing lights outside of the Friday night lights of Cottonwood, California. That's where the center of the universe is tonight in the South County. 39-23, 11 and a half to go. It's second down. He actually lost a yard. I formation now. Strong side left. They're giving it to the tail. Not throwing. I'm just surprised. It's third and nine. He got two. Gator Wilson takes the call. So they showed an eye there. I got a feeling they're setting up West Valley here for something.
Change about three.
Maybe their line's gassed. I would imagine both teams' lines are gassed, right and left. Okay, Marquise Kroll goes wide to the right. He's got single coverage out there. Morosti is on him. Oh, big fella's in to block. That's Cody Crawford out of the pistol. Two backs there to block for him. Gator Wilson looking for a right side. Kroll is there in double coverage. He catches it, spins, turns up the burners, and beats two men to the end zone. Touchdown, Anderson. Kroll with a 52-yard touchdown reception. And that was all Kroll. He had double coverage. He was well covered. He went up and got it and never lost his balance. He spun and then turned on the burners and went down the sideline for the score. 39-29 with the point after coming. Anderson setting up for two.
Don't take that basket!
So with 10:36. Let's see. All right, they're showing two. They got some big backs in there. Chestnut's in there to block. Split backs, pistol formation. Here comes the defense. Here comes the pressure. Rolling right. Throwing to the end zone. It's short and complete. So it's 39. And now what, are we going to have a flag? Yeah, we are. Might be a late hit. Oh, we got a personal foul. All right. I think it was a late hit on the quarterback.
10:36 left in the game. West Valley 39, West Valley 29.
So they will tack that on. It must have been after the play, so it wasn't in the play. So it'll be tacked on to the kickoff. But it's 39-29, folks. Did you think this thing was over? Well, you think this thing was not going to have some more drama? Cubs score, but still trail the defending section champions. It's the game of the week brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, Anderson will get to kick off from the West. It's not funny. From the West Valley 45 because of the 15-yard penalty that came after the two-point conversion failed. So with 10:36 to go in this football game, this is where you would expect an onside kick. Why not? You're kicking from your opponent's 45. He's going to hit. No, he's just going to kick it out of the end zone. So they're not even messing around. I would have tried for it, frankly. But that is why I am not a successful high school football coach. All right. So with 10:36 to go, it's a touchback. West Valley will take it first and 10 on their own 20. Leading, let us not forget, 39-29. Now, this is where West Valley specializes in beating you to death. They will run, and they will use that precision on their offense, and they will use that misdirection, and they will keep the ball between the sidelines, and the clock will tick. And that is part of their recipe for all the years that they ran the two-back, this flyback offense. You can control the clock. You can control the game. You can win a lot of games that way. McClone's under center. I think he might have taken too much time. There's a flag. Can't make mistakes like that now. West Valley sideline not happy. And it was procedure, actually. And so it'll be first down, 15. I'm sorry. Let us rethink that whole thing. Yeah, first down, 15. So it was procedure. .10:35. No time has ticked yet. So they're showing power formations. They've got tight ends on both sides, wings on both sides. Wing goes right to left, and that's who they give it to. And this time, greeted as he turns the corner, Mr. Reginato. And he picks up four or two. Let's see where they put it.
Six.
Yeah, he had a nice pickup of six because he was running from first and 15. So the ball placed now just outside their own 21-yard line, West Valley on offense, left side hash mark. So not a lot of room to the left. They got a wide out way to the right. That's boys. They send Reginato in motion to the right. They're looking to throw. Now dump it off left side. Nice screen. They set everybody up. Lambert's got it. Beats a blocker. Oh, scoots up the left sideline back in towards the 50-yard line where he's pulled down. A terrific run after the catch. Beautifully drawn up. T got him before he broke it even further. And now we got another flag. Oh, they're going to bring it back. Ouch. That was a real terrific play from the playbook. They showed everything right, ran a couple of slant ends and a post, and it was sold well by McClellan. And they're going to walk it off. That's tough. Two penalties on this drive when West Valley, and they stopped the clock. That's another big thing about penalties. The clock stops. Gives the defense that's gassed a chance to catch their breath. So all of these things are things you have to think about. It's not that you don't know that. But the bottom line is these can be factors in the game that keep Anderson, you know, their hopes high. But West Valley still has the ball. It's still just second down. It's second and 20 now. Reginato, motion left to right. Quarterback gives it left. Oh, there he goes. He's scooting. He's going. He's running. That's Lambert again. Across the 30, the 20, the 10. He's in for the score. Wow, an 89-yard touchdown run.
Did you play back on the kid?
89-yard touchdown by the King. Wow. And we got another flag, I think, at the end of the play. Might be celebration. I think that might be a little bit too officious. I just made that name up. But 89-yard touchdown run. And now we got a whistle. Maybe the official doesn't like being yelled at. I'm teasing. They do a good job.
Touchdown run by Lambert.
That is Lambert's third. Wow. I mean, it just happened. He went off the right side and then turned it on. How can he have that much juice left? When you're king of the homecoming court, I guess you can run for daylight. Man, oh, man. With 9:17 to go, that's a backbreaker. They're going to go for the kick. Serrato will come in. We've had a couple of bad snaps or one that cost them that point after. And that's kind of been a house of cards for their PATs since then. West Valley's lead now, 45-29. Serrato will kick again, and this one's looking pretty good. It is. So it's 46-29, West Valley answers. And that's the way, if you don't answer every time, you're, Anderson's just finding it's awfully tough to stay in front on these guys. Boy, what a couple of good football teams, though, right? And the big players are coming up big. Lambert is the heart and soul, one of them, of this team. Preseason, you know, all-conference player. I mean, everybody figured he would be a player of the year candidate, and he has been so good. He's a senior captain. But, boy, he's really shown me something tonight. When guys don't have a lot left in the tank, Lambert has just turned it on, and it's very impressive. We're keeping it right here, if you didn't figure that out. 46-29, 9:17 to go now. You know what? I wouldn't say this game's over, that's for sure. It certainly has been closer than this score would indicate. And let's face it, Lambert just saved the day with that run. He really did, because two penalties seemingly had stymied West Valley's drive. More penalties, West Valley knows they're going to have to clean these penalties up in the future. They're going to definitely have to clean them up against Lassen. Let's be honest. Against every team that wants to beat you. But they're just so good. And some of them have been the, you know, penalties of emotion. The kick goes into the end zone, so it's a touchback. And that is where Anderson will take over. Gosh, I kind of want to check the score. The not the scoreboard, but I want to check our schedule for the coming weeks. We've got some big games coming up, don't we? Oh, yeah. Boy, I tell you, I love this Shasta County Sports preseason book that they did. Terrific job on that. Well, we're a couple of weeks away from the River Bowl, which we will be broadcasting. Next week, week 7, if you count sub-zero and zero, I just think it's week 9, but hey, whatever. Anderson's going to throw the ball. I'll get you those games for next week in just a second. Oh, boy, they're running. I think you got to throw the football. I mean, they dropped Devin Wilson for a loss out of the split back pistol. It'll be second down and 14.
Another's on the tackle. Loss of 4.
So next week, Enterprise is at Foothill. Lassen visits Anderson. Big game. Anderson still winless. And I'm getting you the other games. Is this, they try to run again left side. I guess you can't just stand back and throw on every play. Gator Wilson running over the sideline again. Looking at some of the other games. West Valley will travel to Yreka. Don't overlook that. That trip is not that far, but it's far. West Valley at Yreka, that's next week. And Lassen at Anderson next week. We've been looking at our schedule, and we're picking these games. And, that's going to be a big one. That might be for second place, it looks like right now. Gator, back in action, takes a snap, trying to throw, pump fake, and the pocket just collapses on him. We got a flag, and I think it's going to be slinging him down to the turf. I think that's what's going to get him. Yeah. That's a rough in the passer. Personal foul. That's a tough. Are they throwing somebody out? No, that's tough. A lot of emotion. You're going to walk 15 off. No, they're not throwing anybody out. Don't get carried away, Brent. It was just a big old drop. They hammered him back there. And that has been the tough, you know, West Valley's front. And when they're bringing 5, yeah, the officials getting a little dramatic. Yeah, roughing the passer. Well, is he going to throw a flag on the fans booing him? I'm just teasing. But Greg Grandel, he's not happy, and he wants an explanation on the sideline. Greg's been around. He wants to know. The fans, of course, it depends on which sideline. We happen to be on the West Valley. I think it was just the physical. Well, it is football. I think he just slung him to the turf a little bit harder than the official wanted. It's going to be 4th and 5. We're in 4-down territory. Anderson's got to, No, they're giving them a, it'll be a first down, of course. What am I talking about? It's a first down because of the personal foul. Right? They're going to throw. Gator Wilson has a nice little turnout. Oh, Marcus Crowell drops it. I thought after the personal foul it would be first down. I guess it was a fourth down play. All right, I misread that entire play. Excuse me. It would have been a first if Crowell can hold on to the ball. Just he ran a just a nice little down and out. It was there. Just in and out of his hands. He was maybe thinking about turning upfield. He's such a good player. Now West Valley with 7:40, too early to go, victory formation. But if they can use this short field after that fourth down try failed, they go right side sweep. Reginato runs out of bounds. Did he get out of bounds? I think he's still in bounds. Nope. The clock's still running.
6 yard gain.
Gain of six. They'll keep it running. They keep it running. And that's what West Valley wants. Anderson needs a takeaway. They know it. Got a lot of guys on both teams play both ways. This is takeaway time, and I don't think West Valley is going to do anything stupid. When you've got a machine like they have with this flyback offense, they give it on the misdirection left side. The big guy, stiff arms. That's Aguilar. Thrown to the ground at the 10-yard line, and there's a flag there. And that was Devin Wilson, who gives about 25 pounds away and maybe 3 inches. Yeah, they called it against Anderson.
Face mask.
Didn't see that, but big stiff arm. Aguilar, he's a load, man. Once he gets going, they've got a dangerous two-back offense. West Valley once again rising. West Valley once again rising. When we look at the schedule, November 1st, Lassen here. That is a huge game. We have not decided on our game of the week that week. That could be it. All right, they send Reginato on the reverse from the right to the left. He just gets up ahead of steam and is in the end zone. He got greeted near the goal line by Cody Crawford, but he gets it in.
Reginato runs it in from 6 yards.
So Reginato, the 6-yard touchdown run with 6:26. That will be the final, the blow that just opens this thing up now. I mean, it was already pretty open, but Anderson's gas tanks. They'd have to have an extra quarter the way West Valley's taking advantage now. Point after is good. So it's 53-29. This has not been a boring game, I can tell you that right now. West Valley with a 53-29 lead. I think that the Eagles are for real. What do you think? Whoa, this game of the week. It's the South County Collision brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. Game of the week. It has been a South County Collision, and, you know, it's like a bison and an elk going head-to-head. I guess West Valley maybe is the elk in the end. I don't know who actually wins that, so I don't know. But, boy, this has been a terrific game. Anderson just maybe coming up a player too short on the sideline. They're going to run Razzle Dazzle on the kickoff, try to do a little end around, and it just doesn't pay off. This is one of those, and I am not making excuses. West Valley, right now, the better football team, the best one I've seen this season. Anderson just doesn't have the numbers on their sideline to compete four quarters without a perfect game, I think, and they played very, very well tonight. They're just outmanned right now. And Lambert has been the man of the hour. I mean, he is the homecoming king. He is the king of the football game. He should get keys to Cottonwood tonight. They're going to have to throw the ball somehow. And the Cubs just were not able to offset the defensive changes. And now West Valley's showing a little bit of prevent, and they're still running. I just think that they need to find some other wrinkles. The Anderson does are going to have to throw to the backs, set up some screens. We'll just have to see. But you know, we still have not decided next week's game of the week. We're expecting to do Enterprise at Foothill next week. We've got big games coming up next week as well. But our schedule game will be Enterprise at Foothill, which will mean a lot to both those schools. But there's other big games. I mean, the Lassen at Anderson is going to be a doozy next week. And we've got a whole bunch of them on the schedule. And we'll keep you up to date. That one's off the fingertips of Kroll.
Wilson's pass incomplete.
Incomplete.
And it's a foul.
And it'll be third down and 8. Stops the clock. 5:37 to go. So our game of the week next week, we'll finally get to see Foothill. Enterprise will be looking for their first win. That's going to be a big game. We'll get Enterprise 2 weeks in a row, it looks like. Shasta at Enterprise October 25th. We do still have to make a decision. We could possibly be doing that Lassen at Anderson game because either one of those games are going to be big. But we know we got the River Bowl coming up on October 25th. They throw left side sideline, tapped up by Teague. He's in double coverage. Booth is there, and it's incomplete. It'll be fourth down now. You got to go for it, fourth and 8. They may punt just because it's too deep. You don't want to give West Valley a short field. They're just piling it on if you do that. They're going to punt the ball now. That makes sense. If you're lucky, you get a turnover on the other end. You know, Anderson, you got to be smart here. Can't go for it on every fourth down when you're down back in your own end zone. All right, so they set up to punt. That's a pretty good one. Not bad at all. Pretty good kick by Nikolai Keeling. And West Valley will take it over. Can't see where it actually is marked out of bounds, right near midfield. It's going to be very close to the 50 when West Valley takes over with 5:21 to go. You're listening to the Game of the Week brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
All right, welcome back to our Game of the Week. Got some biggies coming up on the schedule. As we mentioned, we're fluid with our choices, but we're scheduled to have Enterprise at Foothill next week, and then the River Bowl, the 25th at Enterprise at Shasta. Then that November 1st week, we got a couple pretty good ones on the schedule. Lassen at West Valley might be the game of the year, though. We, of course, will make that decision when we get a little bit closer. West Valley, going to just try to eat up these final few minutes and give it to Reginato off the right side. The big fella, Aguilar, carrying it. Gets the first, wrapping up the football with both arms. I'm sure that's the word from West Valley to say, just protect the football. Don't get greedy. Don't try to get outside your game because they just want that clock to keep ticking. It's now going to be inside 5 minutes. Use the clock. No hurry up. West Valley with a comfortable 53-29 lead. They have dominated the second half after the start. Anderson, of course, came out, and they scored first. They cut it to 2, but West Valley, they dominated the second half. Now going right side again, West Valley moving it up. Lambert again. He's down to the 3-yard line where he's dropped. You can't make guys stop playing. West Valley wants to put it on the board. This game was much closer than that score would indicate, but West Valley has just answered the call in the second half, and the big guy has been Lambert. Let's be honest. He's come up with a 47-yard and a 89-yard. 47-20 and 89 here in the second half. Wow. We got a flag down, and those were Lambert's. And if I'm doing my math right, that's four touchdowns for Lambert in this game, which just might earn him a Player of the Week honor from Shasta County Sports. Those guys will have to figure that one out. But boy, this was a big game on a big night, and an important night for West Valley. The Eagles have never been 6-0. They have never been 7-0. They've never run the table, of course, and that is something that is on the board. I mean, it could happen. They've got to finish up. They've got those games left. They finish up at Shasta last week. They've got the game against Lassen here. So they've got a tough finish to their season into the end zone. And it's a touchdown. Hayden Boyes. Hayden Boyes goes in for the score. Yeah, they're blowing that whistle. You can hear that train coming, man. West Valley has brought it around the bend, and they've put it straight on into the station. It is now 59-29. That was all set up by a big run by Lambert, and the Eagles are just running. They're just running. Boys to touchdown. PA is good. PAT is good.
Toronto's kick is good.
Boys a short run. PAT is good, and it is now
West Valley 60-29.
You remember back at halftime, you remember what the score was. At halftime, it was 25-17.
Stop West Valley!
So it's 35. Let's see if I can do my math. Is that right? 35-12. They've outscored them in the second half. And that's when championships are won. Let's be honest. West Valley's been a good second half team. That's how they beat Foothill. We've seen them coast in a way where they didn't want to pile it on, give everybody some playing time. We've seen that. But this was a big game, and it means so much to the student bodies. Anderson gave it their all. They just ran into a train tonight, man. These Eagles look good. Find me a team. But I'm telling you, they're going to have some, they'll have some tests. They'll have to stop Lassen. Lassen can control the clock too. Wow. Now, West Valley going to kick off again. Done this a time or two. 3:49 to go. Devin Wilson takes it on his own 12. Faked the reverse on the return, and he is just drilled on the return. I believe that was Wacker dropping him. Wacker whacked him.
Wilson's brought down about the 15. We got a light flag
coming. We got a flag. It may have been. He may have led with the. I don't think so. Now that was back further. That was way back further, so that's going to be a block something. One of those crackbacks or something. Yep. All right. So, this one against Anderson. And on the return, it was just a...
personal foul against...
That personal foul.
The Cubs.
It was away from the play, so somebody... blocked somebody late. They're going to call a timeout here. Both teams going to catch their breath. It's a big win for West Valley. It's not over yet, but it will be momentarily. We'll be back after this break. The Eagles leading 60-29. Our game of the week brought to you by Kia Motors on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
3 minutes, 41 seconds to play here on the KCNR Game of the Week, brought to you by Kia Motors. West Valley's going to post the win. They will improve when this thing is over to 7-0. The second half, you really got to give Jim Virt's defense a tip of the cap. Anderson just trying to come up with a big play. Now they're throwing it left side. It's complete to Teague. Not enough for the first. Pick up of about 8, 9. I'm really surprised that Anderson didn't come out and try to air it out more in the second half. Certainly early in the fourth when we still were looking at a game, I thought they might. But they just weren't able to get the room to work with their running game. But in the fourth quarter, as we went into the fourth quarter, it was a 39-23 score. And then Anderson scored to cut it to 39-29 on Kroll's big, terrific catch, 52-yarder. But after that, West Valley got the backbreaker, 89 by Lambert. Oh, boy, you know what I mean? And, well, the game was just getting out of hand at that point.
Oh, so he picks up the first down.
And I'm just trying to keep up with my score sheet, you know. They got a first down there. Anderson moving the clock, moving the chains, 243 and 240 now. They want to have something positive to take with them into next week's home game against Lassen. It's going to be a good one. As we've mentioned again, West Valley next week will be at Yreka. Don't overlook anybody. They're at Yreka, West Valley is. Then they're home against Corning. They'll be they would be picks to win those games, and that leads up to November 1st. They get a pickup of a couple of more yards. It'll be 2nd and 8. And then West Valley in on November 1st, the next to last week of the season, they will host Lassen. That's the game to circle on the schedule. We will be doing that broadcast here from West Valley. And then the final week of the season, Lassen is at Shasta. West Valley's V for the Valley Bowl. Foothill at Chico. Red Bluff at Enterprise. Well, you know what the last week usually brings, right? Those kinds of games.
Well,
so ought to be some kind of finish to this campaign.
Back down by Marowski.
Another pickup, another first down. 60-29, the clock now at 131. And as far as Anderson goes, the rest of their schedule, we mentioned they are that big game next week, home against Lassen. And then they are home against Central on the 25th. Then they go to Corning on the 1st of November before finishing at Yreka. So these 2 weeks go a long way to deciding what Anderson's fate will be next week against Lassen, of course, the other big one. Gator gives it off to Devin, both Wilsons. Doesn't pick up much. I mean, Devin's had a lot of carries tonight. Man, oh, man, he has. And his little body's going to have some bruises on it tomorrow. He's a tough little customer. And we will see if they try to go to the big fella down the road. You know, is Cody Crawford going to return? Is he going to run the ball more? I'm just not sure that they feel like that knee is ready for that yet. So he came in as a blocking back tonight, more than anything. Looking to throw into double coverage, incomplete, a little
Wilson's pass
overthrown, but I think that may have been the intent on that play once he realized Kroll was covered. That is incomplete, so the clock will stop at 20 seconds. And they're going to set the ball right side hash mark. And that is where the game's going to end, more than likely. Let's see. Cubs come out. One last play. Let's see. Trailing 60-29. A lot of heart on both these teams. A lot of heart. So they're going to victory formation it because in high school football, once they return to the line, they start the clock, the whistle sounds, the clock goes, and that's going to be a ball game. 60-29 is your final, and it sure felt a lot closer than that, folks. But once again, West Valley tops themselves. Biggest win of the year in the county. If you were asking around, West Valley's got to be the team folks are looking at, the defending section champions. Go to 7-0 for the first time in school history. Anderson's three-game win streak is snapped. They call it a 4-2, but still very much figure to be a big factor in the NAL. We'll be back with a recap, look at some other scores here in just a moment from the pasture where our final is 60-29. West Valley emphatically atop their league. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Big Bike Weekend roars, rumbles, and rides into Reading October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Experience the Remembrance Joyride and the Think Pink Poker Run. Friday starts with a special concert at the Cascade Theater with ZZ Tush. Vendor booths at Big League Dreams Saturday and Sunday, plus great food and drinks and live music from the Fry Brothers. Brought to you in part by Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, Sierra Steel Harley-Davidson, Camping World, KHSL TV 12, and KMVN TV 24. For event details and to register, go to BigBikeWeekend.com or register at Sierra Steel Harley-Davidson in Chico. Big Bike Weekend, October 11th, 12th, and 13th.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
All right, welcome back. Final tonight, 60-29. The South County Collision is claimed by the homestanding West Valley Eagles. They are the top team in the county. Hard to argue that one. They remain undefeated. The defending Northern Section champions held off and outlasted a very gutsy and hard-playing Anderson Cubs team. We'll recap it in a moment. Let's take a look at the other scores we can find for you. Checking the scoreboard. Yeah, I'm doing what I do. A final, Corning beats Yreka 55-14. So Corning 0-1. They have won just two of their first six games. Red Bluff downed by Shasta. Big win for Shasta. Important. Don't count Shasta out. We're going to see them in a couple of weeks on the River Bowl. That's a big one. Let's see what else we have for you. And Chip Thompson, good job. Thank you for hashtagging NorCal scores. That's where we get a lot of our scores for you. Running them down. And a three. Well, we already told you about that one. West Valley, we're here. That's what we've been telling you about. Here we go. PV. Enterprise winds up losing to PV. Foothill beat Fortuna 35-20. Foothill over Fortuna. Chico shut out Yreka. These are from KIEM Sports. Chico beat Yreka 35-0. PV's final, that one, the final was actually, this is from Joseph Shuffleberger on his Twitter feed. PV beat Enterprise 45-21. Four touchdowns for Quanzon. I don't know if that's how you say G-U-A-N-Z-O-N. I have not done their games this year. But Cortinas had 136 yards rushing. He's dangerous, but they just couldn't outlast a good PV team. Any other scores we got for you? We're just kind of running them down. Let's see what else we can find. Sutter did shut out Gridley 27-0. they were up big. I think they may have called off the dogs late in that one. Pierce leading Willows, 38-0, though I can't confirm that one. So let's check out some other scores on the remaining scoreboard that we've got for us. A lot of these will not be finals, so we'll just try to give you some finals now where we have them. Hay Fork reported a 42-6 win over Happy Camp. Bernie shutting out Princeton 58-0. We may have this might be a forfeit. It looks like Herlong forfeited to Chester because Chester, it's a 2-0 win. I believe that's going to be a forfeit. Modoc shuts down Maxwell 39-0. Biggs outlasted Portola 30-27. Wheatland blanks Las Plumas 36-0. East Nicholas, that's a tough one. They're on top of Trinity 58-12. They're a good team. Earlier we had Lassen beating Central. Don't have that final yet. I'll see if I can find that again for you. Chico shut out Eureka 35-0. Orland over Orville. That one's a final now. 31-13 from Orland. And looks like that is, yeah, we told you, PV, that was a final. And I believe that's going to be all the finals. We have one more I've got for you. Calusa, two more. Calusa shutting out Durham. That's a final, 15-0. And Loma, Los Molinos, they're good. A 51-7 win over Weed tonight. And those are the finals that some of those reported on the hashtag NorCal scores. Some of them reported from Max Preps. You can also check out our friends over at Shasta County Sports. Once we go off the air here, they'll have a lot of score updates and they'll have some recaps of this game. We know this was their game of the week. And in fact, they had some pretty good stats that they were sharing. And we'll see if we can kind of pull some of those that they're sharing with us. They'll have their scores up to date, and we'll go to those as well a little bit later on. But let me recap now for you this morning in this one. Try to see if I can get it right, because it was crazy. There were a lot of things that happened in between these scores, but what was neat before the game, both schools, their choirs combined for the national anthem. There was a lot of unity tonight. It was homecoming night. The guy who was named homecoming king, yeah, he kind of lived up to the billing. Cade Lambert, 4 touchdowns on the night. A terrific game. Also played very good on defense, as did the West Valley Eagles in the second half. Very impressed with their defense in the second half. So recapping the scoring tonight, Kit McClellan to Morosti, 38 yards for West Valley, 5:33 to go in the first. They were up 7-0. Anderson answered, and that's the way it went in the first half and really into the second half. Devin Wilson, a 4-yard run. What a tough cookie Devin is. He took a lot of beating tonight. He took a lot of hits and kept on running. He went 4 yards for the score. 7-7 was the score with 2:42 to go in the first. And one more score in that first, which is 29 seconds to tick. West Valley got the ball to Wacker. He scored from 4. They missed the PAT, but still led 13-7. In the second quarter, Anderson got a big 69-yard touchdown pass Wilson to Kroll. With 10:05 to go in that second quarter, they were up 14-13 after they got the point after. West Valley, though, answered again. Old momentum was just a pendulum in this first half. A 65-yard TD pass McClellan to Lambert. I mean, Lambert. He scored. They missed the PAT 19-14 with 6:34 to go. Then Booth got a 30-yard run. That was a beautiful reverse. Gets in with 3:02 to go. And West Valley, with those back-to-back scores, starts to open it up. 25-14, the score with 3:02 and a half. Anderson got back on the board. A nice 28-yard field goal with 51 seconds to go. And that closed out the scoring in the half and went to halftime trailing 25-17. West Valley has not played their best football, or at least their most point-proficient football in the third quarter, and Anderson came out, took it right to them. They scored with 7:11 to go in that third quarter on a 14-yard touchdown pass, and the PAT failed. Is that right? Yeah, and that made it a 25-23 game. They went for 2 to try to go up or to tie the game. Anderson went for 2, and it failed. So West Valley gets the ball, and what do? They get it into the hands of young Mr. Lambert on a misdirection reverse. He goes 47. The point after this time's good. It's 32-23, 6:44 to go in the third. All of a sudden, I think this time, momentum was going to stay in West Valley's side, and it did. With 2:20 to go in the third, Lambert again, this was the reverse, and he goes 20 for the score, 39-23 after the point after. Anderson did what they could. Another big play. Kroll, a 52-yard reception, and man, did he fight, and it was a beautiful catch and run. 39-29 was the score there. Anderson wasn't quitting, but West Valley just had the king tonight. The homecoming king took it in from 89 yards out. 9:17 to go in this football game. The point after made 46-29, and you could just kind of feel Anderson just, whew, what can you do? Reginato went in from 6 yards out to make it 53-29, and then it was Boys who scored down close to make it 60-29. That's your final score from the pasture. But it really, truly was closer, I think, than that final score would indicate. Anderson's really good. We're going to find out just how good they are next week when they host Lassen. They lose for the first time, obviously, was their league opener. West Valley now 2-0 in the league. They are the team to beat in the North State in Division III. I think it would be hard. You got to knock off the champ, and nobody has been able to do that yet. The Eagles improved to 7-0 for the first time in school history, according to Coach Greg Grandel, who gets his 191st win. It was a decisive win. It was a well-balanced win. Both backs, big games. Terrific night from Kit McClellan, and they got some big efforts from young Charlie Booth, Hayden Boys, defensively, a whole bunch of names that you could call. And so it just happened to be West Valley's night in the end. I do commend Anderson's team, though, for battling and fighting as far as they could before the Eagles were able to fly away with it tonight. Our next broadcast, as mentioned, will be next week, Enterprise at Foothill, our first chance to see Foothill, and should be an important game on the schedule. We'll see if Enterprise can pull it off. They've got that great running back, and they're due. And we'll see what they can do next week. It'll be a tough task, but a big game on our schedule coming up next week. We mentioned already, and we'll repeat one more time, that Lassen is at Anderson, and next week could be a road trip for the fellows from here in West Valley. West Valley travels to Yreka. Yreka losing it tonight to Corning. So I want to thank you for joining us tonight, wherever you are, out in cyberland or on the radio airwaves. It sure was fun to bring you this South County Collision. I thank my producer, Jared King, and, of course, the Bott family for making these games all possible. Our sponsor tonight, really making it possible as our game sponsor, the Kia Motors on Cypress. We thank them for their support. Until next week, our game of the week, one more, the final, West Valley 60, Anderson 29. The Eagles claim the South County Collision. I'm Brent Weber. We'll see you next Friday night from our next game of the week.
T-shirt is available. I love this country. Let's do what we can to save it, huh?
But let's do another T-shirt. Where's Hunter?
Where's... You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Napa know-how.
Why should you buy a 99-cent Napa bag? Because it's no ordinary bag. It can save you 20% on three or more items you can fit inside. Some call that magic. Others say it's the eighth wonder of the world. But whatever it is, it's the best way to save you 20% on brakes, filters, wipers, and more. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/19.
It's happening. Wherever cupcakes are being frosted, songs are being recorded, and engines are being tuned, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
Are you or a loved one struggling to hear despite using hearing aids? It might be time to ask a doctor about cochlear implants.
My cochlear implant gave me access to the sounds that I've been missing. Back to being me, and I'm unstoppable.
Cochlear implants are routinely covered by Medicare and most private insurance plans for those who meet the health plan criteria. Ready to be unstoppable? Call 833-700-HEAR to learn more and find a doctor near you. Again, that's 833-700-HEAR.
Sponsored by Cochlear.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with a Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-0286.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-0286. That's 1-800-469-0286.
Because the NBA now wants to commit public suicide, they are engaged in more madness. It's almost impossible to believe how dumb these people are. Twitchy has the story this morning. In other NBA news, Portland Trailblazers sever relations with a company that does business with Israel. Ah, the Jews are the problem, you see. Portland is a long way from Israel, but lefties, who are all anti-Semites, even the Jewish lefties are anti-Semites. It's amazing. Fealty to the party requires a lot. Well, the NBA is taking a beating for bowing to China. There's a funny thing going around from the Babylon Bee. Have you seen this from my friend Seton? From the Babylon Bee, they got a picture of the NBA All-Star team, and there's Xi Jinping, the Chinese president, in uniform there with the team. President Xi makes NBA All-Star team is the headline. That's satire, but it's not far from true. While the NBA is taking a beating for bowing to China, the Free Beacon reports that pressure from the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, activists has compelled the Portland Trailblazers to sever ties with a company that does business with Israeli defense forces because they are defending themselves against radical Islamic jihadis who are hell-bent on the genocide of the Jews. So definitely side with the genocidal radical Islamic jihadis of Hamas and Hezbollah. Definitely take the Hezbollah route because Iran will thank you later. This is liberalism in America today. Ryan Saavedra again. The Portland Trailblazers announced that they have severed relations with a company that does business with Israel following a pressure campaign by activists tied to the anti-Semitic boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. There are a number of senior Democrat members of the House of Representatives who are also virulent anti-Semites and members of the BDS movement, which is clearly and obviously anti-Semitic. Just ask Alan Dershowitz. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. He's been discredited by the left, too, because he stopped singing from their sheet music for a minute. So there it is. So now they're pro-communists and anti-democracy, the only true democracy in the region. Israel does not border another legitimate democracy. And the left comes out against Israel, the only country in the region that, for example, has full rights for women, the only country in the region that has full rights for LGBTQQIAA, pound sign, ampersand, asterisk, interest groups. And, you know, some of the surrounding countries, they execute gay people. But the left is going against the one country in the region that's has open, free, fair elections where Muslims live with Jews, live with Christians, live with atheists. You know, you have some liberals in the mix. Of course, a lot of the jihadis, really, they're not liberals. They're butchers and savages. But they line up politically quite perfectly with today's Democrat Party.